10 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Seven minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Oh, rapid roll that stock car, boy, he ain't too much to believe. You know he always got an extra pack of cigarettes rolled up in his t-shirt sleeve. He got a tattoo on his arm, I said, baby, he got another one that just say, hey. But every Sunday afternoon he is a dirt track demon in a 57 Chevrolet. Rapid Roy, that stock car boy, he the best driver in the land. He say that he learned to race a stock car by running shine out of Alabama. Oh, the demolition derby and the figure eight is easy money on the bank compared to running from the man in Oklahoma City with a 500-gallon tank. Oh, Rapid Roy, that stock car boy, he too much to believe. You know he always got an extra pack of cigarettes.
5 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Just 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Hey, feeling good, like I should. Been in Durga, walk around the neighborhood. Feeling blessed, never stressed. Got the sunshine on my Sunday best. Hey, every day can be a better day despite the challenge. All you gotta do is leave it better than you found it. It's gonna get difficult to stand, but hold your balance. I just say whatever, cause there is no way you're round it. Cause everyone falls down sometimes, but you just gotta know it'll all be fine. It's okay. It's okay, it's okay. Hey, feeling good, like I should.
3 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Rough Riders Baseball is just 2 minutes away. Only 1 minute left till Rough Riders Baseball.
So let's celebrate, yeah, let's celebrate, oh yeah. We're gonna levitate, there'll be better days, yeah, yeah. Let it resonate, throw the stress away, yeah, yeah. Don't waste another day, come on, baby, let's wake up and celebrate, come on. Celebrate, yeah, celebrate, boy, ayy. Celebrate, yeah, celebrate, boy, ayy. Celebrate, yeah, celebrate, boy, ayy. Celebrate.
Just 30 more seconds.
Yeah.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Baseball Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark. Here's your host, Josh Warden.
Riding the longest winning streak of the year so far in 2023, the Frisco Rough Riders come back in San Antonio for game two of this six-game series between the AA affiliate of the Texas Rangers, your Frisco Rough Riders, and the AA San Diego Padres affiliate of the San Antonio Missions. Hi again, everybody, on the Riders Baseball Network alongside the voice of the Rough Riders, Zach Bigley. My name is Josh Warden. The Rough Riders winning yesterday 4-2, what was their first victory this entire season by a margin of two runs. And we're in the second half of the season, just barely. Frisco is now 1-0 since the midway point. And on the season, they're 32-37. San Antonio is 0-1 in the second half. That's okay for them. They clinched the first half title, so they're in the playoffs no matter what. They're 37-33, and now on a four-game losing streak. Frisco with five doubles yesterday. Ironically, none by Luis Angel Acuna, the team leader in doubles. But that was enough offense for the Rough Riders winning 4-2. The starting pitchers today for this 7:05 matchup on a Thursday evening include Daniel Camarena for the San Antonio Missions. He's 1-3. The guy who's pitched in the major leagues as recently as last year has an 8.27 earned run average at the AA level this year, but probably his best game this season was against Frisco. Got the win in the final day of May. Six innings and just one hit, no runs, against the Rough Riders in Frisco. So Daniel Camarena on the mound. His counterpart for the Rough Riders is the second-round pick in 2019, Ryan Garcia. The UCLA product also has a bit of an elevated ERA, 7.11, and is 2-6 on the season. He'll deliver his 14th start of the year on the 2023 campaign for the Rough Riders. Speaking of pitchers, Michael Brewer joins us next, a reliever for the Frisco Rough Riders, who is starting out this season at the high A level in Hickory. He pitched well and got called up pretty early on in the season, just 10 innings at Hickory before joining the Rough Riders and been with the team ever since. Michael Brewer, the native of Hillsboro, Missouri, is our pregame guest. That's coming up after the break right here on the Riders Baseball Network. 7:05 first pitch, the Rough Riders and the Missions, game two of this series. Frisco tries to start out with two wins to start out the week here in San Antonio. You're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Rider game. For solo riders, the individual tickets are available on Sundays, and don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday for Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
To celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball, the Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the barnstorming Negro League team, the Dallas Black Giants, to the diamond this season at Riders Field. Help us bring one of the earliest professional teams of North Texas back in the spotlight. More information on the Dallas Black Giants can be found online at ridersbaseball.com.
Is your business dealing with inefficiencies? It could be any sort of digital solution distress, workflow woes, document deviation, or print service problems. Zeno Digital Solutions works with all sizes of businesses to find the perfect solution. We partner with the biggest names in the industry to bring our customers the most efficient and cost-effective outcomes. Connect with us today at zenodallas.com and take advantage of our free cost analysis. For a quarter century, we've been hitting it out of the park in Dallas, Fort Worth, and all of North Texas, and are proud to partner with the Frisco Rough Riders.
Well, welcome back to San Antonio, continuing a series with the Missions here today. I'm joined on the pregame show by Michael Brewer, one of the pitchers with the Frisco Rough Riders. Michael, who was pitching with Hickory earlier this season and now with the Rough Riders. Michael, it's been fun to watch you so far with Frisco. Now you've gotten about 10 games in. What's it feel like now that you've been at the AA level for a few weeks, gotten your feet underneath you a little bit? Are you enjoying it so far?
Absolutely. Lately, these last couple outings, I felt more confident and stuff like that. So I think just commanding the fastball, throwing it more, and just being truthful with it. Yep. So
you only got you started the season in Hickory, high A. You got 10 innings there and then got called up pretty early. Did you expect it to be that quick to come up to the AA level pretty early in the 2023 season?
So I was really hoping to break with AA, but you know, all dreams don't come true. But so I went to high A and started throwing really good, and once I started throwing even better and better and better, I was like, it might happen sooner than I thought. And sure enough, it did.
Good.
So,
I'd like to hear it. How did they tell you that you're getting the call up to AA?
So, actually, we were in our hotel rooms. It was after a day game. And we were all, like, a bunch of buddies. We were just sitting in the room. And the manager, the Chad Comer, he texted me. And he's like, hey, he's like, what room are you in? So, I text him back, blah, blah, blah. Didn't expect anything from it. And comes in there, and he's like, hey, you're going to AA. I'm like, shell shock, really. Did not expect it at all.
Well, that's awesome. Who was your first call to let him know you got up to AA?
So it was, I believe it was my dad, and then it went to my grandparents because they were coming down that weekend. I was telling them to cancel the trip. And so, and then throughout the family, good. Everybody.
Michael Brewer joining us here in the show. Have your grandparents gotten to watch you at the AA since they didn't see you in Hickory like they were planning to?
So they came down to, wasn't the Travelers, it was the other Arkansas team.
North Little Rock,
yeah,
or
yeah.
Not Northwest Arkansas.
Yep. They came down there and they saw me throw that Saturday, which wasn't a great outing, but they still got me to see me throw.
They got to see it.
Oh, yeah.
Good. And Michael Brewer joining us here in on the pregame show. You mentioned your dad. A lot of kids grow up wanting to be like their dad, want to follow them into their profession. Your dad's not a baseball boy. He did play some baseball, but he's a code enforcer. Remember you telling me that earlier.
Yes.
Did you ever consider going into that profession at all?
I have not, but other stuff he does. So he flips a lot of houses and stuff like that. That stuff intrigues me. But no, not being a code enforcer.
For those who don't know, what is a code enforcer?
So basically, whatever's wrong with your house, he will tell you that. Yeah. So if it's your smoke alarm's not working, that's the big thing he's on. Yeah. Smoke alarms, if it's GFIs, if it's door locks, it's everything.
Yeah.
Everything wrong with the house.
Do you feel like you've learned enough growing up about houses that the average guy wouldn't know? You're a little handsy around the house, you can fix stuff, or did you leave your dad to do most of that?
I mean, growing up, he definitely fixed most of the stuff, but I feel like we're also helping him, either holding a flashlight or handing the screwdriver. So other than that, I feel like I could do a lot of stuff.
Good. There's part one of our conversation with Michael Brewer. We've got starting lineups coming up next in the pregame show, first pitch at 7:05 on the Riders Baseball Network.
America's pastime shines extra bright this year with the Frisco Rough Riders hosting a home game on 4th of July with a double fireworks show after the game. It's the biggest and brightest fireworks show of the season. The 7 p.m. game on the 4th of July is a can't-miss way to celebrate Independence Day with fireworks galore. See you at Riders Field on Tuesday, the 4th of July, with first pitch against the Midland Rockhounds at 7:05. Get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
After two glorious decades of Frisco Rough Riders baseball, it's time to celebrate the 20th anniversary weekend. In the first 3 days of September, Riders Field will travel back in time to 2003 with a blast from the past spectacular. Come out to the ballpark for throwback giveaways Friday through Sunday, September 1st through 3rd, with an alumni autograph session on Saturday. Many former players will be at Riders Field for the 20th anniversary weekend, so book your tickets now to make sure you're here too. Let's ride!
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days, presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
This is Dustin Harris, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
The managers are meeting at home plate ahead of our 7:05 first pitch in San Antonio. The Frisco Rough Riders and the San Antonio Missions for Game 2 of this six-game series. Here are the starting lineups, beginning with Luke Montz's crew. The home Missions begin with Ripken Reyes. He leads off and plays second base tonight, with a .288 average on the season. Daniel Johnson bats second and plays center field, and Michael De La Cruz is the designated hitter tonight and hits third. The cleanup man is the first baseman, Pedro Castellanos. Then Juan Fernandez plays the hot corner and bats fifth for the Missions. Then the six-hole hitter is Cole Cummings. He plays left field. Ray Patrick Ditter bats seventh and is the shortstop tonight for San Antonio, followed by Brandon Valenzuela, who is the catcher tonight, and then it's Justin Farmer making his AA debut the day after Valenzuela made his AA debut. So Valenzuela eighth and then Justin Farmer ninth for a pair of newcomers to the Missions. Farmer plays right field, rounding out the lineup. Now for Carlos Cardoza's squad, leading off for Frisco and playing short is Luis Angel Acuña, just under a .300 average and 18 doubles on the year to lead the team. The number three prospect in the organization leads off. Batting second is the number one prospect in the Rangers org, the center fielder Evan Carter, who had three base hits yesterday. Batting third and the second baseman Thomas Sejasi, hoping to extend his hit streak to 16 games tonight. Hitting cleanup is the right fielder Trevor Hover. Then Nick Tanelu bats fifth and plays first base. Aaron Zavala is the left fielder. He bats sixth tonight for the Rough Riders. Scott Capers follows him in the lineup and is the DH tonight. Then Liam Hicks, the other catcher on this squad, is actually the backstop and the battery mate of Ryan Garcia this evening. And the nine-hole hitter is Chris Cease. Cease will play third base tonight for Frisco. So again, that's Acuna, Carter, Sejasi, Hover, Tanelu, Zavala, Capers, Hicks, and Cease for a Frisco Rough Riders team on a four-game winning streak that has crossed over the midway point of this season. Frisco having won the final three games of the first half. Not that it got them into the first half title. They had already been pushed out of contention before the series started against Springfield back at home. So that whole six-game series, they knew they wouldn't be able to clinch the first half title, but it couldn't come into play in the second half playoff spot when if San Antonio wins the second half. It's relevant what your overall record is. The best team, second-best team overall record gets into the playoffs. But Frisco now, more importantly, 1-0 in the second half and trying to win the Southern Division second half title and start out in good fashion with a 4-2 victory yesterday. Four runs on 11 hits and one error. And for San Antonio, two runs on four hits and one error. Really good pitching for Seth Nordlund yesterday. Again, four hits between him and all the relievers. And Nordlund picks up the victory, no walks as well, going five innings as the starting pitcher for Frisco yesterday. So really good start for Seth Nordlund. Now it's Ryan Garcia's turn. And Garcia has a chance to try to turn things around a little bit. Just 2-6 on the year. Has gone 49 innings this season, 54 strikeouts. That's a decent number, but the earned run average at 7-11 on the season for the UCLA product. And making his fifth start of the year against San Antonio tonight. They're wearing the flying chonkless jerseys with a teal blue and the pink sleeves. Fun day for baseball, warm temperatures. Let's get started after this. First pitch coming up with Zach Bigley on the call right here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Drivers, start your engines. The Rough Riders are speeding through the 2023 Texas League schedule, and you can join them on the racetrack August 19th. Come out to Riders Field for NASCAR Night, presented by the Texas Motor Speedway. Get your own Texas Motor Speedway and Rough Riders co-branded hat at the gate. Plus, check out the official pace car and plenty of race-themed activities throughout the game. Get your tickets for August 19th at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
When you're craving the delicious Whataburger Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich, time moves more slowly, like in this commercial. Because waiting for three crunchy chicken strips for 9 seconds feels more like an hour. Imagining melty cheese for 8 seconds seems like a fortnight. And picturing tangy buffalo sauce and creamy ranch for 13 seconds is like an eon. Ah, that's a long 30 seconds. But this sandwich is so worth it. Whataburger's Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich. Just like you like it. Back for a limited time at participating locations.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning June 4th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
The Riders bring the spirit of the State Fair to Frisco on August 18th for State Fair Night. Come out to Riders Field, enjoy a Fletcher's Corny Dog, interact with Mr. Corny, and watch the Rough Riders play as their alternate identity, the Frisco Corny Dogs. August 18th is State Fair Night, so get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
We've seen 20 years of Frisco Rough Riders baseball, and the 20th anniversary weekend continues with Day 2, Saturday, September 2nd. Take a trip back to 2003 as we transform the ballpark like it was Day 1 of Rough Riders baseball. Saturday's game will feature a 20th anniversary poster giveaway and an opportunity to see former star players and participate in the alumni autograph session. Celebrate 20 great years of Rough Riders baseball at Anniversary Weekend, September 1st through the 3rd. Let's ride.
Rough Riders.
Up to the wall, and that ball is out of here. Chris sees homers again.
Nick Tanaloo with his second homer of the inning.
And now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Riders Baseball Network.
Swinging a drive, deep right field. It's long gone for a grand slam.
And Acuna hammers a breaking ball deep to left field. This one is grand.
A fly ball into left center field with some carry. Onya to the warning track. It's out of here!
The Rough Riders are proud AA affiliates of the Texas Rangers since 2003 and reigning Texas League champions.
Strom in. He's under it. He makes the catch! The 2022 Frisco Rough Riders are Texas League champions!
And now, let's head out to the ballpark for the call of today's game. Here's Zach Bigley and Josh Warden.
On a beautiful day in San Antonio, Texas, the Rough Riders look to extend their season-long hit winning streak to 5 games as Luis Angel Acuna is in from the right side. And the first pitch of the game is high, and we are underway at 7:05 in the p.m. here in San Antonio, Texas. It is 97 degrees with the game's first pitch temperature, 100 degrees feels like as the pitch is cut on and missed, and it's now 1-2 on Acuna. It's sunny up above, 17-mile-an-hour winds blowing in from right field. It is a beautiful day for baseball, though, in San Antonio. Alongside Josh Warden, I'm Zach Bigley, the 1-2. Down low and inside, it's 2 balls and 2 strikes on Acuna to begin the ball game. It's game number 2 of the second half of the 2023 season. The Rough Riders winning last night by a score of 4-2 to open the series. Daniel Camarena delivers in. A breaking ball grounded to the left side. The shortstop Ditter backhands fires across the diamond and gets Acuna. And there's one out in the first inning. Evan Carter makes his way to the dish for the Rough Riders. Carter went 3-for-4 in the opener. He's hitting a cool .500 since coming back from the injured list last Wednesday. During that stretch in 6 games, Carter 11-for-22 with 4 extra base hits, including 2 home runs. Camarena, the left-hander, delivers. It's low off the outside corner, and it's 1-ball and 0-strikes. Camarena making his second start against Frisco this year, the former big leaguer. The 1-0. Breaking ball flutters to the bottom of the zone, a called strike, and it's 1-1. Camarena in that first start went 6 innings of shutout baseball, allowing just 1 hit to the Riders while striking out 5 and walking 1. The pitch. There's a fly ball into right center field and shallow. Farmer cutting over. It's Johnson in from center, and he makes the catch. There's 2 away in the first inning. For Thomas Sejesi, who's riding a 15-game hitting streak, it's the first hitting streak of at least 15 games for the Rough Riders since 2016, when Ronald Guzman had a 16-game hitting streak. So Sejesi can tie that mark with a base hit today. He's hitting .311, fourth in the Texas League this year. It's the longest active hitting streak in the Texas League. The pitch. Swinging a ground ball out to short. Ditter's got it. And he fires onto first in time. It's an easy 1-2-3 inning for Daniel Camarena. He sets the Rough Riders down in order, only using 9 pitches. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. Bottom of the first coming up. It's the Rough Riders nothing in San Antonio to the plate next on the Riders Baseball Network. The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Fight fun is on deck when you bring your group outing to the dugout deck at Riders Field. Located on the first base side of the stadium, the dugout deck provides your group with a great view of the game and all-you-can-eat food, beer, and wine from the Founders Express concession stand. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
This is Evan Carter with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Ryan Garcia takes the mound for the Rough Riders in the bottom half of the first inning. No score between Frisco and San Antonio in Game 2 of the second half and Game 2 of this six-game series. Ryan Garcia takes the ball for against San Antonio, for the fifth time this season. It's been a tough go for him against these missions with an 8.31 ERA against San Antonio on the year. He's making his third start here in this building in San Antonio, and he winds back and deals to Ripken Reyes, who swings and belts it down the right field line, but foul. And it's 0-1 on Reyes. Here in this building, he's fared much better, allowing just three runs over eight innings, but he's allowed nine runs over six innings at home in two starts against San Antonio. So looking for a much better start here in this one against the San Antonio Missions, the first half champions in the Texas League, the 0-1. Reyes fouls it away back behind home, and it's 0-2 on the second baseman for San Antonio to lead things off in the first. Ryan Garcia on the season for the Rough Riders, 2-6 with a 7-1-1 ERA, making his 14th start for Frisco. He deals in the 0-2. It's just high with a four-seamer, and it's one ball and two strikes. That's that only fastball that he throws. Four-seam fastball, curveball, slider, and changeup. All fastballs, he tries to get to the top of the zone. The 1-2 off the outside corner with that same fastball, and it's two balls and two strikes. He'll be throwing a lot of changeups today, really trying to figure out the usage of that repertoire that's going to work the best for him. He looks in for his sign. He's got it, winds back and offers. Swinging a high fly ball deep down the right field line. Hover to the warning track, looking up at the fence, and foul. Reyes just missed a home run, not by much. He has four this season. And that one just tailing foul. It's 340 down the right field line. And it just had enough to keep on going to the right-hand side and get fouled. That was Clay Williams, our first base umpire, making that call. Casey James is our home plate umpire today, and Ray Patchen, the crew chief, is down the third baseline. Pull side shift on the infield for the left-handed batting, Ripken Reyes. 1-for-3 yesterday in the opener of the series. He's back in against Garcia in the back of the box, choked up on the bat, the 2-2. Down low in the dirt, we're full at three balls and two strikes. Defense behind Ryan Garcia today. It's Aaron Zavala in left, Evan Carter in center, and Trevor Hover in right field. Chris Cease at third. Luis Angel Acuna is at shortstop. Thomas Ajayi has second. Nick Tanelu is the first baseman, and Liam Hicks does the catching for the Rough Riders. And for Ryan Garcia, it's the eighth time that Hicksie has caught Garcia this year. He's been caught by four different Riders catchers. The pitch. Inside corner, strike three, call to the knees. Reyes down on strikes and a perfectly located fastball by Ryan Garcia. And there's one away in the first inning. There's Daniel Johnson. No score, Rough Riders and Missions. Hicks has caught him now eight times. Scott Capers has caught him three times, two from David Garcia and one from Cooper Johnson. The pitch. A bunt popped up in the air, foul into the Missions dugout down the left side. And it's 0-1 on Johnson, who went 0-for-3 with a walk in the opener yesterday. Ryan Garcia is really trying to get through this first inning. The first inning has been the toughest for him to surmount without a little bit of damage so far this year. He winds in the 0-1. There's a pop-up left side and foul out of play. It's 0-2. He's given up 13 first-inning runs in 13 total first innings this year. The most out of any singular inning. Overall this season, the tough thing for him has been the home run ball. He's allowed 10 long balls in those 13 starts. He rocks back into his wind in the 0-2. Swing and a miss. Got him upstairs in the fastball for strike three. Two batters face, two strikeouts. And the Rough Riders, over the last two first innings to start this series, have struck out a combined 5 for 5. Here's Michael De La Cruz. De La Cruz hitting .286 through 48 games. Garcia back into his windup in the pinch. High off the outside corner, it's 1-0. Seth Nordlund, in his wonderful start yesterday, struck out the side in the first inning. He finished with 6 strikeouts over his 5 innings, allowing just 1 run on 3 hits. The 1-0. A bunt down the third baseline and foul, and it's 1-1 on De La Cruz, the DH today. You'd love to see something similar from Garcia today, not only in the first inning, but to keep that going and have another strong start for the Rough Riders. This is a team in San Antonio that doesn't hit a lot of long balls. Their 50 home runs are the last in the league. In fact, the Rough Riders are 9th in this 10-team league, just above San Antonio, with 14 more home runs than the Mission's 50 this year. The 1-1. Way off the outside corner, slipped out of his hand on a curveball, and it's 2-1. In terms of home games, though, San Antonio has only hit 16 home runs in this ballpark in 37 games. If my math is correct, it means 34 on the road, 16 at home. The pitch is down low and inside, and it's 3-1 with 2 outs and the bases clear, no score.
You didn't have to use your calculator for that.
This time.
And even the guy who's hit the most home runs for them just got called up, Tirso Ornelas. No one has double digits. He had 9, and he isn't even on the team anymore, so not a lot of home runs for them.
The 3-1. High and inside for ball 4. It's a 2-out base runner for San Antonio in the first inning. Pedro Castellanos, the batter. Out of those 9 home runs for Ornelas, 4 of them came against the Rough Riders. 4 of them came in Amarillo. And so you only have 1 home run that wasn't either head-to-head against Frisco or in the most hitter-friendly ballpark in all minor league baseball. The pitch. Inside edge, a strike, and it's 0-1. Garcia ahead on Castellanos, who went 0-for-4 yesterday. The pitch is bounced to second, so JC's got it in shallow right field and fires to first to complete the inning and get Castellanos. No runs, hits, errors. 1 runner left on base for San Antonio. Nice inning from Ryan Garcia. Top of the second next, no score on the Riders Baseball Network.
You asked, we listened. You can now book a suite for a 2023 Riders game with as few as 10 people. Mini suite packages include 10 suite tickets and complimentary parking. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more information. Let's ride.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
A lot happens in a child's first 5 years, from rolling on their tummy, to crawling, to running and jumping, or from discovering numbers and letters, to solving math problems and writing stories. From learning to care for themselves to caring for others, sharing their ideas, and listening, too. It's all part of the Primrose Balanced Learning Approach, where children learn the skills, academic and beyond, that will serve them for the rest of their lives. Learn more about balanced learning at primroseschools.com/Dallas.
This is former Rough Riders shortstop Jonathan Arnelis, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
We're into the top of the second inning from San Antonio, Texas, at Nelson W. Wolf Municipal Stadium for Game 2 of this six-game series. Alongside Josh Wharton, I'm Zach Bigley. Happy you're with us on this Thursday evening. It's a warm one, 97 degrees. Yesterday we were at 100 degrees with our first pitch, the warmest game of the season, and I'm sure that'll be more than surpassed over the course of the year. It's just June 29th. First pitch to Trevor Hover is low and outside. It's one ball and no strikes in a scoreless top half of the second. It's Trevor Hover, Nick Tanelu, and Aaron Zavala, middle third of the order for the Rough Riders. 1-0 pitch from Camarena. A swing and a line drive in his center. That's in for a base hit. Right in front of Daniel Johnson, and Trevor Hover continues his hot hitting in this series. He's now 4 for his first 5 after collecting hits in all 3 of his first 3 at-bats yesterday. He has the first hit on either side today here in the second. Great to see from Trevor Hover. Now Nick Tanelu makes his way to the plate, playing in his second game since his return from AAA Round Rock. Left-hander on the mound, Camarena, ready from the stretch. Looking over at first, he fires. Tanelu, a check swing, watches on the outside corner, a called strike. It's 0-1 on the Rough Riders' first baseman, who doubled yesterday. You really could not have two different starting pitchers in terms of their career path in this game. The 0-1. Misses high of the zone, and it's one ball and one strike. On one side, you have Daniel Camarena, who's already spent time in the big leagues with San Diego and is a ultimate veteran of baseball. He's 30 years old. Stretch in the 1-1 pitch. Swinging a ground ball foul off Tanelu. Pinballs its way back into fair territory, and it's one ball and two strikes in the Riders' first baseman. Camarena today is making his 164th career minor league start. He has made now 59 career starts in AA alone across 5 seasons. 3 years with Trenton and the Yankees organization, 1 year in Richmond and the Giants organization, and then now 1 year in the Padres organization here in San Antonio. He's ready from the stretch with the infield behind him at double play depth. And the 1-2 pitch to Tanelu. Breaking ball hit foul on the ground, third base side. It's still 1-2. On the other side, Ryan Garcia is making his 30th career start, period, in minor league baseball. Just his 32nd career game that he's pitching in. He's dealt with a ton of injuries since being drafted in the second round in 2019. Camarena readies and deals in the 1-2. High and away, and it's 2 balls and 2 strikes on Tanelu. Nobody out. Runner at first, no score in the top of the second inning. But two very different pitchers, but both competing for the same goal here at the AA level. Quite obviously success here in this game. Living in the moment. Stretch in the 2-2. Breaking ball just a shade outside. It's 3 balls and 2 strikes now on Tanelu. Camarena only needed 9 pitches to dispatch of the Rough Riders in 1-2-3 fashion in the first inning. And already he's about to throw his 9th pitch of the inning. Here she comes. It's a swing and a miss. Tanelu strikes out on a breaking ball in the dirt out in front. And it's the first strikeout for Camarena to get the first out in the second inning.
I don't blame Tanelu for swinging there. He had a couple really strong takes. One just above the zone, one just outside. You kind of expect Camarena to realize he's going to take anything just off the plate. But Camarena even deals him a pitch below the zone, and Tanelu fished for it.
So now Aaron Zavala in from the left side. Hover leads from first, no score. The pitch. Down low in the dirt and misses, and it's 1 ball, no strikes. You can hear the wind slamming into the crowd microphone. It's coming in at gusts over 23 miles an hour. 17 mile an hour constant winds in a very windy San Antonio. Here's the stretch in the 1-0. Zavala watches letter high with a fastball for a strike, and it's 1-1. Zavala went 0 for 5 yesterday, hitting just 198 on the season for the Rough Riders. Hover has his lead from first in the 1-1. fastball outside. Two balls and one strike. Rough Riders would love to get Zavala going. For whatever reason, over the last 2 weeks, he's had a thing for the series finale. He's had multiple hits in each of the last two series finales. 2-1 Tops. Fastball on the outside corner for a strike, and it's 2-2. You take it back to the last time that Aaron Zavala played here, discounting last night. He hit a two-run home run in the opening inning of Game 2 of the Division Series last year here in San Antonio. Out to right field. The stretch in the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Fastball upstairs for strike three. Back-to-back outs on swinging strikeouts for Camarena. Runner at first, two down now for Scott Capers. DHing for just the second time this season. He's usually a catcher. Capers, right-handed batter. And right-handers have had significantly more success against Camarena than left-handers have this year. The southpaw ready from the stretch and the pitch. High and outside with a changeup, and it's one ball and no strikes. Right-handers are hitting 100 points better on the batting average side this year. 375 as opposed to 275 for lefties. And have five home runs as opposed to just one home run for left-handers against Camarena. The 1-0. Swing and a miss. Good fading changeup away, and it's 1-1. The OPS is drastically different. 668 for lefties, 1,106 for righties. I would have needed my calculator for that, John.
I believe you.
Throw goes over to first base, chasing Hover back in. Rough Riders trying to get on the board first, just like they did yesterday. One of the best teams in the league in scoring runs in the first inning. They had their 48th and 49th runs in the first inning yesterday, but held scoreless in the first today. The 1-1. Capers peers at it just under his hands, and it's two balls and one strike. Camarena ready from the stretch, getting his sign from his catcher, Brandon Valenzuela. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him down low and inside. It's two balls and two strikes. Fit a slider underneath his hands. Well-located pitch from Camarena. Rough Riders only got that one hit against him in that last start against Frisco. Going 1-for-18 versus him. The one guy who got the hit is not in the lineup right now. It's Kellen Strong.
The one guy who got a walk was Dustin Harris, and he's not on the team either. So, have to start a new trend here.
Exactly. Stretching the pitch. Hit high in the air and deep to left field. Cummings back to the warning track. He's tailing to the wall, reaches out, and he made the catch. What a great grab by Cole Cummings at the wall, banging into the fence. And he hangs on for the final out of the top of the second. Wow, what a grab. We go to the bottom half of the second inning. No score between the Riders and the Missions and the Riders Baseball Network.
The Rough Riders Foundation and Zeno Imaging would like to highlight Minnie's Food Pantry as they celebrate 15 years of service and over 24 million meals distributed to families in need right here in North Texas. We want to take a moment to thank all of our volunteers and sponsors for their continued support. For those in need and those wanting to help, please visit minisfoodpantry.org to learn more. If you can't feed 100 people, you can feed just one. And go Rough Riders!
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
This is Josh Hatcher with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Ryan Garcia retakes the mound for the Rough Riders in the bottom half of the second inning. Scoreless between Frisco and San Antonio. Juan Fernandez starts things off in from the right side of the right-hander's initial pitch. It's drilled into left center field, into the alley and down, scooting all the way to the fence. Fernandez around first on his way to second. He peels in right there with a leadoff double. His 11th two-bagger of the season. And Juan Fernandez, who went 2-for-4 yesterday, just continues to hit. Entered in with a .306 batting average on the season. And that was good for 7th in the league. He's right on the heels of Robbie Tenorowicz of Arkansas, who's hitting .307 this year in the 6th spot in the order. Cole Cummings now the pitch. High off the outside corner. It's 1-0 to the left fielder Cummings, who made a brilliant catch in left field on a fly ball off the bat of Scott Capers in the previous inning. Garcia delivers. Fastball rides inside, and it's 2-0. It was a fly ball to left field right at the wall. He leapt up and was able to make the catch, crashing into the fence. He didn't see the ball initially. He froze off the bat and then located it in the air and was able to track it down. A great play, the pitch. He swings and misses at a high fastball, and it's 2-1. So he kept this game scoreless. Rough Riders had a runner at first base, and with two outs, if he drops that ball, Trevor Hopper would have scored from first. Garcia offers. It's fouled away left side. 2-2, but instead of that, still no score. The American League and National League All-Star teams were announced right before first pitch of this game, I guess an hour before first pitch. And some pretty exciting news if you're a Rangers fan and if you're a Rough Riders fan. 2-2 offering. Swinging a fly ball to center field, tailing into left center. Evan Carter is right there to make the catch. Fernandez holds it second. One out for Ray Patrick Ditter. The Rangers had 4 All-Star starters selected in the game. Catcher Jonah Heim, second baseman Marcus Semien, shortstop Corey Seager, and former Rough Rider, third baseman Josh Young. Became the first rookie to be announced a starter in the American League since 2017 when Aaron Judge was elected a starter. The pitch is flying in the air down the right field side and foul. It's 0-1 on Ray Patrick Ditter with one out and a runner at second and a scoreless bottom of the second inning from San Antonio.
That's just a great way to underscore what has already been a great season for Texas and to really prove it with some star power. And 4 guys there, 4 big names are going to play a huge role down the stretch if Texas makes the playoffs. But it's going to be fun to watch them in the All-Star game coming up.
So cool for Josh Young, a guy who starred here in 2021 as the number one prospect in the organization. The 0-1 flicks to the outside edge of strike, and it's 0-2. Going up there and dealing with the labrum injury last year and struggling a little bit down the stretch after getting called up to the big leagues and coming up this year and just absolutely tearing up the league. The pitch. Swing and a miss off the outside corner for strike 3. Got him with a slider buried off the outer edge. It's his 3rd strikeout and the 2nd out of the 2nd. Brandon Valenzuela bats. It will be a very fun All-Star game in Seattle. Such a beautiful park up there, T-Mobile Park in Seattle, Washington. First pitch, Valenzuela check swing, foul ball, left side in the air, and it's 0-1.
The other thing about Texas having all these star players, it changes things here in Frisco, because you're always thinking about what player is going to make it to the big leagues and what's his role going to be at the big league level, what opportunities are there, what spots need to be filled. And there's so many good players of the Rangers now. It puts pressure on these guys here in Frisco, but they performed well.
The pitch. A low off the outside corner, one ball and one strike. And certainly for the first time since probably 2016, the Rangers are buyers of the deadline as well, coming up on July 31st. And that puts a lot of pressure on these guys. Really a lot of question marks in their minds as to, you know, who wants me.
Right.
The pitch. Down low and inside in the dirt. Kicks away into the right side of Hicks. And that allows Fernandez to move up to third on the wild pitch. Two balls and one strike. And talking to a few guys who have been traded at deadline deals, most namely Trevor Hover, who was traded at the deadline for Joey Gallo coming over from the Yankees organization. And looking back, that trade was huge because Ezekiel Duran and Josh Smith have been huge parts of this team here in Texas this year. They were both part of that trade, along with Glenn Otto and Trevor Hover, who's having a really nice season here in Frisco. Garcia ready from the stretch in the 2-1. Off the outside corner, 3-1. And in our conversation with Jordan Teagues, the pitching coordinator at the minor league level for the Rangers a couple weeks ago in Northwest Arkansas, he said, you know, our job is to make sure that we do what we can to make sure everyone is ready. If they need to be traded to another organization to help out the big league club, that's part of our job as well. The offering is just outside for ball four, and Valenzuela is aboard with a walk. Runners at the corners with two outs in the second inning for Justin Farmer, making his Double-A debut.
I just hope for each of the guys here in Frisco that, you know, it's easy to get mentally up and down. Where am I going to be? Am I going to stay here? What's the future here? I just hope for each of them that there's, you know, a level of not certainty about the future, but just knowing a lot can happen. And regardless of what the future looks like, circumstances outside yourself, you give yourself a chance to play the big league level, and oftentimes good things happen.
First pitch to Farmer, a cut and a miss and a high fastball, and it's 0-1. No doubt. And, I mean, the thing is, at the end of the day, if you're getting traded, it means somebody else wants you.
That's a good point.
That's something that we heard echoed a lot in the trade deadline in many organizations, really. Stretch in the 0-1. Low off the outside corner, it's one ball and one strike.
And even the team that traded you doesn't mean that they don't want you.
Exactly.
Just means that they see value and realize, you know, maybe it's a beneficial thing to both teams. But you hate to see players traded away if they were playing well. Sometimes it works out for both sides. Happen. Hopefully that's the case here in 2023.
The 1-1. In the air, down the right field line. Hover racing after it. Long run towards the line, and he runs out of room. It's foul, and it's one ball and two strikes on Farmer. Remember, trades are supposed to be 50-50. It's not like one team is trying to mess over another team. You know,
yeah.
It's supposed to be just all based on timing, right?
Yeah.
You trade young guys for old guys to try and compete at the big league level, and the other team tries to breed up this young talent to try and compete in the coming years. That's the point of trades.
Right. You know the Keith Comstock trade? You're talking about Noah Bremer about this. Comstock is now the rehab coordinator. The classic weirdest trade ever is traded for $100 and a bucket of balls. Now he works for the Rangers.
The pitch. Outside corner, strike three called. Ryan Garcia strikes out his fourth, and he retires the side in the second inning, stranding a pair aboard. No runs, a hit, no errors, and two left on. Top of the third inning next, no score. Josh Wharton on the play-by-play when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speeds start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month, all in with no hidden fees or contracts, plus a guaranteed two-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
That sound is money,
and at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
We've reached the top of the third here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Well, no score yet between the Frisco Rough Riders and the San Antonio Missions in the third inning in San Antonio. Daniel Camarena returns to the mound. Liam Hicks gets his first crack at the southpaw tonight. In a scoreless contest, it'll be Chris Cease to follow, and Luis Angel Acuna will be the other hitter scheduled to come up for the Rough Riders in the third. Camarena set, he kicks and delivers, and a breaking ball outside. Ball one to Liam Hicks, the left-hand hitting catcher, to lead off the third inning. Frisco scoring early yesterday in what turned out to be a series opening 4-2 win. Here's the 1-0. A check swing this time just misses the outside on appeal he did attempt. Strike one on Liam Hicks, and it's 1-1. Frisco scoring with just one out in the top of the first inning yesterday. It never did relinquish that lead. Almost did in the ninth inning, but they held off. 1-1. Is underneath the zone. Ball two to Liam Hicks. Two balls and a strike from Daniel Camarena. 4-2 the win yesterday. 11 hits. And didn't turn all those into runs, but they got enough for the victory last night. Their first two-run win on the year. 2-1 pitch is hit high to center field, playable for Daniel Johnson. He jogs in, still going into shallow left center, and he makes the grab. One away with Liam Hicks flying out, brings up Chris Cease with the bases empty. A lot of doubles yesterday. It wasn't just 11 singles and then stranding runners at first base. Five doubles in the ballgame. And Frisco got a lot of players in scoring position and then stranded a lot of guys yesterday, but got enough home to win. Chris Cease, who got the day off yesterday, steps in. First pitch is line foul behind home and strike one. Frisco has had problems with stranding runners on base this season. It's a mixed bag. If you leave runners on base, it's a bad thing because you didn't score them, but it's a good thing you got them on, and oftentimes shows you scored runs. The second pitch swung on and missed. It's 0-2. Even in some of the biggest innings scoring runs, you'll still see runners left on the base. But Frisco has left a whopping 545 on the base paths this season. There's only one team in all of AA that has left more runners on base this season. Here's the 0-2 to Chris Cease. He takes it upstairs, ball one. The only team with more is Midland with 546. Just one more. So Frisco leaves a lot, but they're in the top half of runs scored as well. The 1-2 offering from Camarena. They swung on and fouled right back. It's still 1-2 to Chris Cease. In fact, the Rough Riders averaging 5.5 runs a game, which is fifth in all of AA baseball out of the 30 teams. And so they have not ruined themselves offensively by leaving a lot on the base paths. Could be more for sure, but still scored a good amount of runs. The 1-2 pitch to Chris Cease is swung on and lined to right field. Coming in, Farmer has to lunge out. He makes the catch, going to his knees, coming in on that ball, and he holds on to it to make the out. Line drive that kind of died in front of Farmer. And slid in, knees first. Two down, Luis Angel Acuna, the batter, with the bases empty. Both teams with no runs on one hit and no errors. Top half of the third continues with a right-hand hitting Acuna at the dish. The initial pitch of the at-bat is swung on and hit hard to left center field. That dunks in for a base hit. Johnson chases it all the way to the wall. Acuna digs for second. He will roll there and stop with a two-out double. 19 doubles on the season for Luis Angel Acuna. Adds on to his team lead. And he's into scoring position with two down here in the third. Evan Carter is now tasked with breaking the scoreless tie in the third inning. Needs a two-out RBI to do so if he's the one to bring around Acuna.
The 19 doubles also ties him with Ryan Bliss for second in the Texas League, and that has been such a great part of his game this year. The power hasn't necessarily been there with consistency, only five long balls, but the extra base hit power has been there with the doubles.
That one ripped hard to left center. It's a big yard. Doubles more likely than homers as he dives back into second on a pickoff move. Camarena never actually threw that way, but gets Acuna back to the bag. Acuna also a threat to steal, even when he's at second base. 31 swipes this season. Takes a short leadoff from second. The first pitch to Carter is just off the outside corner and ball one. So the Rough Riders getting their first extra base hit here tonight and their sixth double of this series in just 12 innings. Hoping not to strand Luis Angel Acuna in scoring position, but there are two outs. The 1-0 pitch is taken again outside, a little bit low as well. And 2-0 is the count to the center fielder, Evan Carter. He flew out to center field his first at-bat. Number 7 prospect in all of Major League Baseball. Started out this season number 41 and has played well and shown why he's one of the best prospects all the minor leagues. The 2-0 pitch to Carter is a bit outside and ball three. Casey James, the home plate umpire, not giving that outside corner to Daniel Camarena. And now a 3-0 count to Evan Carter. Two outs, a runner at second for the Rough Riders, and a scoreless contest. Camarena looks back at second. He sends home. And the pitch is at the bottom of the zone. Strike one to Evan Carter. It's 3-1. Carter trying to extend what has been a good start to this series. Three hits yesterday in the opener. And hitting over 400 against the Missions this season in 11 games. A 3-1 pitch. Swings at a slider, a liner towards short over the glove of Ditter. Base hit into center. Acuna comes around third. He scores without a throw. And the Rough Riders strike first in the third inning. It's 1-0 Frisco. RBI single Evan Carter. With two outs and a runner in scoring position, he delivers. And it's Frisco 1, San Antonio 0 in the third inning.
I think that line drive was almost an optical illusion for Ditter. He leapt up in the air and kind of mistimed his leap. He thought it was going to be more to the left, and as he was in the air, it kind of tailed away from his glove and ended up being out of his reach.
Yeah, just got over him. Base hit for Carter. Now Sajacy takes outside, ball one. So Carter at first, Thomas Sajacy the batter. 1-0 Frisco, having not trailed yet this series. A wire-to-wire victory yesterday, and now in the third inning today, ahead by a score of 1-0. Camarena's 1-0 offering. Hits the back door on a slider, and it's 1-1. Good work by Evan Carter. Just has been a thorn in San Antonio's side this season. He's hitting well against everybody, over 300, but over 400 against the Missions this year. The 1-1 is swung on and missed, so JC swings late. Also has three home runs, all in that series in San Antonio earlier this season. One ball, two strikes, two down. Carter is lead from first. He'll get back to first on a pickoff move from Camarena. Top half of the third, and Frisco leads it 1-0. Carter with three singles yesterday, plus a walk and two runs and a stolen base. And now an RBI single today. Increases his lead slightly. And now the 1-2 pitch to Thomas Sajacy with two down. Actually a throw back to first, and Carter gets back again. Second pickoff move in a row. And Carter now will not be have to get back to first on a pickoff unless Camarena wants to risk sending Carter to second. If he doesn't get him, he would be gifted second base. Camarena set for the 1-2 pitch. He comes home. Runner stays. The pitch in the dirt. Now Carter breaks for second. He'll get there on a wild pitch. Oftentimes you see runners stealing in that position after there have been the maximum two pickoff moves. And Carter was not going, but he gets there anyways on the pitch in the dirt. So Carter at second with two down. There are two strikes on Thomas Sajacy. 2-2 is the count. Infield playing straight up. Now the first baseman, Castellanos, playing off the line, not holding the runner on anymore. The 2-2 pitch. Slider hit hard to left field. Cummings runs back a bit. The ball dies. He makes the catch, and the inning is over. Two straight innings end on really hard hit fly balls to left that stay in the yard. But the Rough Riders get a run, and this game is no longer scoreless. A two-out RBI for Carter to score Acuna, and the Rough Riders are up 1-0 halfway through the third inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Frisco Rough Riders fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. With some of the country's leading orthodontics right here in the DFW area, we love to see Rough Riders fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consultant. That's SmileDoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics, the official smile providers of minor league baseball.
As a baseball fan, you live for the thrill of watching your team move around the bases. You join the roar of the crowd, live through the highs and lows, and push your team to victory. At the storehouse of Collin County, we believe when our neighbors win, we all win. By providing food, clothing, education, and life-changing resources, we help our neighbors move toward victory one day at a time. Donate or volunteer today at thestorehousecc.org.
2 months of free electricity after you sign up for Rhythm Energy's 2 months free 24 plan? Now that's a big deal. Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio.
You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888-7-RHYTHM. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
Okay. This is Ryan Garcia, and we're welcoming you back to the Riders Baseball Network.
Ryan Garcia retakes the hill for the Rough Riders. Two scoreless innings for the starter today. For Frisco, we head on to the bottom of the third inning. And Garcia has a lead to work with, 1-0 Rough Riders. They'll face the top of the order, second time through the San Antonio lineup. Ripken Reyes, who struck out in the first inning to lead off, now gets round number two against Ryan Garcia. Righty-lefty matchup to open up the bottom of the third. The infield splayed over to the right side. The first pitch of the third inning is down and in. A slider swung on and missed, and Ripken Reyes chases a back foot slider. It's 0-1 to the second baseman. Chris Cease, the third baseman, playing in and off the line, and he's almost alone on the left side of the infield. Luis Angel Acuna playing behind the bag. Here's the 0-1 pitch from Garcia. Another slider swung on and fouled back. It's 0-2. Well, when the Rough Riders came up their most recent half inning, they got their first two guys out. And when San Antonio came up their last half inning, they had an extra base hit by the leadoff man. And yet, it was San Antonio not scoring, and Frisco that did score on a two-out rally. Rough Riders put up a run, and San Antonio stranding runners on the corners their last trip to the plate. So bottom of the third inning, Frisco ahead 1-0, trying to win the first two games of this series at Nelson W. Wolf Municipal Stadium. The 0-2 pitch from Garcia swung on and grounded foul at the first base side. Another slider, Garcia going a lot of breaking balls against the left-hand hitting Reyes. Sliders bending in to Reyes. And Garcia attacking the inside part of the plate with him mostly. Nothing and two from Garcia. Gets another ball after the foul. Peers into his battery mate, Liam Hicks. Now Garcia into the wind. And the two-strike pitch. Another slider. This one drops in. Strike three looking. Elevated breaking ball. And Reyes is fooled. He struck out looking twice today. And there's one down in the third inning. Fifth punch out of the evening for Ryan Garcia. Daniel Johnson is the batter with one out. The base is empty in a 1-0 ball game. Frisco has the advantage. Bottom half of the third inning. The shadows creeping to center field now at the Wolf. First pitch to Johnson is outside on a fastball. It's 1-0. The entire infield is shrouded, and the center fielder and right fielder, Carter and Hover, respectively, the only two players completely in the sun. 1-0 to Johnson. A hard hit grounder first base side. Tanalu backhands, underhands to Garcia. He runs across the bag and makes the second put out of the inning. Played by Tanalu to lean over and snag it. Didn't have to move too far for it. Two down. Michael De La Cruz is next for the Missions. 1-0 Frisco. Was 2.5 fielders in the sun. Aaron Zavalda, left fielder, had his belt and above in the sun moments ago, but now he moves in and to the left to De La Cruz, who hits from the left side. Garcia readies, and his first pitch is low and away, a fastball that misses. De La Cruz went 0-for-3 yesterday, robbed by Jax Biggers on a ground ball to the right side. Biggers threw out lead runner for a fielder's choice. The 1-0 is is taken on the outside. Strike one. It's 1-1. De La Cruz ended up scoring. He had reached on that fielder's choice. Would have been a base hit if not for Jax Bigger's excellent play. He scored on a Ray Patrick Ditter double later on. The 1-1 pitch is swung on and popped up. Shallow left field. Chris Cease, the third baseman, into the grass and makes the catch just behind the dirt. It's a 3-up, 3-down inning for Ryan Garcia. He's delivered 3 strong frames, no runs off of Garcia today. And the Rough Riders have a 1-0 lead to the fourth inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
Baseball may be a game with an extensive history, but on July 9th at Riders Field, we celebrate something that goes back even further, a lot further. Join us Sunday, July 9th for Dino Night with the Dinosaur Company. Fans can explore a world hundreds of millions of years old with animatronic dinosaurs and Mesozoic era themes. Kids can participate in a fossil dig by the playgrounds, and there'll be plenty of photo ops for everyone who comes out to catch the game. Get your tickets for Dino Night with the Dinosaur Company on July 9th at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire crew. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Through 3 innings from Nelson W. Wolf Municipal Stadium in San Antonio, Texas, the visiting Frisco Rough Riders with 1 run on 3 hits, no errors, and the San Antonio Missions with no runs on 1 hit and no errors. Top of the fourth begins with Daniel Camarena and Trevor Hover meeting once again. Hover singling back in the second inning. The first pitch of the fourth inning is taken on a slider that bends over the heart of the plate. And strike one to the right fielder, Hover. Good start to the series for him. 4-for-5 so far in San Antonio. The one strike pitch, another slider, similar spot, a little more outside, and in fact called a ball. It's 1-1 to Hover. Coming in hitting .241 on the season. It's fluttered around the 200 batting average level, got up to .250 and getting right back to that level. The 1-1 pitch, another slider, this one inside. Camarena has thrown 3 sliders, one down the middle, one outside, one inside. And now the count is 2 balls and a strike to Trevor Hover. Camarena set from the stretch. A lefty comes home, and a fastball fouled over the San Antonio dugout on the third base side. 2 balls and 2 strikes to Trevor Hover. And the single to lead off in the second inning. And was stranded there at first base. Nobody else got aboard later in the second, but the Rough Riders scored the next inning. It's 1-0 Rough Riders. The 2-2 pitch is high on a fastball, chin level, and a full count to Hover. With Nick Tanelu on deck, Aaron Zavala will also get a plate appearance in the fourth inning. A sunny day in San Antonio. Payoff pitch upcoming from Camarena. He kicks. A swung on, slider under the barrel of Trevor Hover. Strike 3. A long at-bat for Trevor, but he goes down swinging. One away for Nick Tanelu. Well, game 2 of this series, just about to reach the 8 o'clock hour here in San Antonio. Frisco winning yesterday, looking for 2 straight wins. And in San Antonio, 5 straight wins overall to extend their longest win streak of the season. Camarena comes set to face Tanelu. His opening pitch of the AB is swung on and popped up on the right side. Shallow right, Farmer running in. Castellanos, the first baseman, running out, and it lands in the front row of the stands and bounces into the concourse for a foul ball. Nobody on base, 1 out, 1-0 Frisco. It was on this date back in 1989. Greg Booker, who was a minor leaguer and made it up to the major leagues, was traded from San Diego to Minnesota. And the interesting part of it, it was his own father-in-law that traded him. General manager Jack McKeon sent him away. And you thought you had problems with your father-in-law. The in-laws. Here's the 0-1 pitch to Nick Tanelu. It's high and in, ball one. Now, a lot of people would say Greg Booker only got to the major leagues because of and the family ties. But still, to get traded by your own father-in-law, that's a rough spot. I don't know how Thanksgiving would
go. That's an awkward Thanksgiving, for sure.
Here's the 1-1 pitch to Tanelu. It's high and outside. Two balls and a strike. 1989, Greg Booker was sent to the Twins. He did get one save in his major league career, so he's got that to be proud of. Didn't have a long career, but some things that went well for him. Here's the 2-1. Nick Tanelu is outside to him, 3-1, although it is worth noting that one save was in a ball game that San Diego won 14-2, so not much of a save. He had to pitch three innings to do it, and so it wasn't a close game that he saved. But, hey, that's still a save.
By rule,
three innings. Here's the 3-1. Tanelu takes it high and away. A one-out walk for the first baseman, who now reaches first base. And Aaron Zavala comes up with one out and a runner aboard. Rough Riders ahead, 1-0 in the fourth inning. The left fielder Zavala to the plate, 0-for-6 this series. Struck out in the second inning. Looking to advance Tanelu and get aboard here with one out. Middle infield and double play combo for the Missions. The first offering is swung on and missed. And 0-1 to Aaron Zavala. Third baseman Fernandez playing with his toes just behind the grass. In fact, might be nuzzling the blades off the line at third. The 0-1 pitch to Aaron Zavala from Daniel Camarena. Is down and in. Actually got the corner. Bit of a late call from Casey James. Strike two on Zavala. That's had a bit of a rough June, just hitting 181 this month. But when he has gotten hits, they've been good ones. Four doubles and two home runs this month. And he's walked more than any player on the team this month. 17 base on balls for Aaron Zavala. Still looking for his first hit this series. Two strikes, one out, one on. Camarena deals, a slider swung on, a grounder to first, bounces off the glove of Castellanos. He recovers, belly flops to first base to get the out, and Tanelu advances to second. So there's two outs and a runner in scoring position for the Rough Riders as Castellanos almost lost it, but makes the play to get the out. It's an unassisted putout for Pedro Castellanos, who had it dribbled behind first base, but it didn't go too far. Would have had a chance at least getting the lead runner had he fielded cleanly, if not the double play. Either stepping on first and then going to second, or throwing to second immediately, then trying to get the throw back to first. Regardless, we'll never know what he would have done, but he gets the out.
It almost seemed like he was waiting for that ball to get to him so he could throw, and then he didn't think about securing the ball.
Yeah. So now a chance to score Tanelu from second for Scott Capers. 1-0 Rough Riders in the fourth inning. First pitch to the right-hand hitter, Capers, is swung on and missed. A back-foot slider that's a good-looking pitch from Daniel Camarena. And 0-1 the count to Scott Capers, getting the designated hitter assignment today. He caught yesterday and will likely be the catcher again tomorrow, alternating with Liam Hicks in that position. Hicks in the on-deck circle as the catcher tonight. 0-1 the count to Scott Capers with two outs and a runner at second. The pitch swung on and missed. Another slider and same result. Buried beneath the zone. Camarena gets ahead, 0-2. Capers hit a hard ball to left field to end the second inning. A fly out to the wall. And he once again has two outs and a runner aboard. Just like he did in the second inning, now in the fourth. 0-2 the count. Here's the pitch. He swings again at a slider. Same result underneath the zone in the dirt. The throw to first ends the inning. And Capers strikes out to end the frame. Tanelu stranded at second. And the Rough Riders are scoreless in the fourth inning. Bottom half of the fourth is coming up. 1-0 Rough Riders on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
Is your business dealing with inefficiencies? It could be any sort of digital solution distress, workflow woes, document deviation, or print service problems. Zeno Digital Solutions works with all sizes of businesses to find the perfect solution. We partner with the biggest names in the industry to bring our customers the most efficient and cost-effective outcomes. Connect with us today at zenodallas.com and take advantage of our free cost analysis. For a quarter century, we've been hitting it out of the park in Dallas, Fort Worth, and all of North Texas, and are proud to partner with the Frisco Rough Riders.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
21, can you do something for me? 21.
We've reached the home half of the fourth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Ryan Garcia returns to the mound for the Rough Riders. In the bottom half of the fourth inning, Frisco ahead by a slim margin. It's 1-0 Frisco. Pedro Castellanos to lead off the fourth inning, followed by Juan Fernandez and Cole Cummings. As Garcia has struck out five today, not allowed a run, and just one hit. The first pitch to Castellanos, a slider swung on and missed. The only hit Garcia has allowed today was to a leadoff man, a double to Juan Fernandez in the second inning. Now facing a leadoff man in the fourth. One strike pitch down and away on a slider. It's 1-1. Fernandez is on deck 1-for-1 today with that double. Pedro Castellanos looking to get aboard, representing the tying run in the fourth. Garcia winds and delivers. Another slider, this one lifted to right field. Playable for Hover, a lazy fly. He's underneath it and makes the catch. Had to take a couple extra steps towards the line. That ball drifted a bit, pushed by the wind to the right side. But out number one in the fourth inning, and Juan Fernandez the batter. The team leading .306 average for the third baseman Fernandez. Plus that double. Back in the second inning, found a fastball low in the zone. Was able to golf it to left center field for his extra base hit. First pitch down to him is right down the middle, strike one. One out, nobody on. Frisco ahead by a score of 1-0 in the fourth inning. Garcia gets his sign from Liam Hicks. He winds and deals. Another fastball hit on the ground to short right at Acuna. Luis Angel Fields throws to first in time. Didn't even have to move his feet at all to field that ball. And puts away Fernandez. Two down. Cole Cummings is next for the Missions. Garcia has now retired six in a row and has not allowed a hit to the last nine batters he has faced. Just one walk in that string, but nothing else. Cole Cummings hitting from the left side. And the first pitch is swung on and missed. A fastball inner half, strike one. Garcia still a ways to go if he wants to get to his season high in strikeouts. It's been a bright spot for him. He does have good strikeout numbers. The 0-1 pitch from Garcia swung on. A high drive to right field. Hanging up in the air. Hover runs back to the wall. It'll tail foul. Had home run distance on it perhaps. But it does get pushed by the wind and hook well to the right of the foul pole. A hard hit fly for Cole Cummings, but it's just strike two. And Garcia, who has given up a few more home runs than he would like, has an ERA of 7.11, but he does have easily more strikeouts than innings pitched this year. The 0-2 is high and away. The season high is 8 punchouts on the year, and he's at 5 tonight. So good numbers so far through 3 innings, and now a couple outs here in the fourth. A 1-2 pitch from Garcia. A slider got him to swing halfway around. How about 6 strikeouts tonight for Ryan Garcia? And he goes 1-2-3 in the fourth inning. Retiring now 7 in a row. We are on to the fifth inning. It's 1-0 Frisco. Zach Bigley returns to the call on the other side of this break on the Riders Baseball Network.
America's pastime shines extra bright this year with the Frisco Rough Riders hosting a home game on 4th of July with a double fireworks show after the game. It's the biggest and brightest fireworks show of the season. The 7 p.m. game on the 4th of July is a can't-miss way to celebrate Independence Day with fireworks galore. See you at Riders Field on Tuesday, the 4th of July, with first pitch against the Midland Rockhounds at 7:05. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
This is Blaine Krim, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
We roll our way to the top of the fifth inning. The Rough Riders and Flying Chanclas, as they are tonight. The San Antonio Missions doing battle for the second game of this six-game series. Riders lead 1-0. Liam Hicks leads it off for Frisco in the top of the fifth. Chris Cease to follow, and then Luis Angel Acuna. It's 8-9-1 in the Rough Riders' order against Daniel Camarena, who's ready from the stretch, and the left-hander's first pitch to Hicks. Slips away, and it's one ball and no strikes. The Rough Riders with their lone run today in the third inning on an RBI Evan Carter single. Plating Acuna, the 1-0. Hicks watches high and inside. It's two balls and no strikes. And when that inning started, it was Liam Hicks who led it off. So good omens for the Rough Riders. Not necessarily for the bottom of the order, though. Hicks and Cease both flew out to right and center. The pitch hovers off the outside corner, and it's 3-0. And then Acuna doubled, and Carter singled him home. One run all the Rough Riders need right now, but they'd love more. The pitch on the inside edge, knee level a strike. It's 3-1 on the Riders' catcher. Camarena has thrown pretty well so far, just that little damage in the third. Three total hits for the Riders today. The 3-1. Hicks swings and misses at a high fastball, and it's 3-2. He's been much, much better here at home than he has been on the road. He has pretty tough ERA overall in the season, 1-3 and 8.27 earned run average. He's making his 11th start on the year. Here are the very pitcher-friendly confines at the Wolf, a 6.50 ERA versus an ERA over 10 on the road. The 3-2. Hicks skies it in the air, back behind home in foul territory. Valenzuela off of the mask to the warning track, and he makes the catch. And the catcher retires the Riders' catcher, Hicks, for the first out in the fifth inning. And Chris Cease bats, the Riders' third baseman, Frisco leading 1-0. In his fifth. Camarena has allowed 6 home runs this year. 5 have been on the road. And we've already seen at least one ball that would have been out at Riders Field that did not leave this ballpark. It was by Scott Capers and a fly out to the wall in left field. Right-handed batter, left-handed pitcher, stretch, and the initial pitch. A swing and a miss and a fastball, and it's 0-1. Chris Cease lined out to right field to Justin Farmer back in the third inning on a hard hit ball. The pitch, he takes just low, and it's one ball and one strike, and wouldn't you know it, it was to the opposite field. That's something that Chris Cease does very, very often, is go the opposite way. Stretch in the pitch is fouled back off the umpire, Casey James, and it's one ball and two strikes, and hopefully he's okay. Looks like he is. Nick Dunn leads the league with an opposite field percentage of 48%. Cease is just behind him at 47%. One percentage point behind Nick Dunn to lead the league. So he goes to the opposite field very, very often. Thomas Sejasi is third and Trevor Hover is fifth. A lot of Rough Riders going to the opposite field. 1-2 pitch. Down low and inside. It's two balls and two strikes on Cease. just trying to do it with a little more consistency and find a few more hits in that opposite field power. Both of his, or I should say two of his three home runs have been to the opposite field. Camarena Rennie's in the 2-2. Breaking ball lined to short. Dinner makes a nice forehanded stab. It spins and throws him out at first. Great play from Ray Patrick Ditter, reaching out, stabbing it to the forehand side, spinning, and he had all day to throw out seats because of how hard the ball was hit, and he threw a strike onto first for the second out in the fifth inning. Luis Angel Acuna to the plate. 1-for-2 today. The shortstop doubled and scored back in the third. It's 1-0 Rough Riders in the fifth inning. Camarena delivers. A breaking ball flutters low, and it's 1-0. Acuna 1-for-5 yesterday. Has a hit today. Camarena delivers. Outside. 2-0 on the Rough Riders shortstop. Came in today hitting 295. You've seen that average kind of skip back and forth, up above and then down below 300, the pick. High, and it's 3-0 in Acuna, and he's been one of the best players in the Texas League offensively and defensively the whole season. He's the complete package, number 3 prospect in the Rangers org. 3-0. Watches all the way and takes a strike down the middle of the plate with a fastball, and it's 3-1. Base is clear and 2 down. Pull side shift on the infield for the right-handed batter. 3-1 pitch. Swinging a hard line drive right to third, where Juan Fernandez picks it out of the air about head high. There's the final out of the fifth inning. Acuna hit it hard, but right at Fernandez. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. Riders retired in order. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. It's 1-0. Frisco leads on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Time for more baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Bottom five, Frisco leading the San Antonio Missions 1-0 in game 2 of the second half and game 2 of this series. Brian Garcia has struck out 6 so far through 4 shutout innings, and he deals with Ray Patrick Ditter to start things off in the home half of the fifth. Squares his shoulders towards home, winds and delivers. A check swing roller foul right side, it's 0-1. Happy you're with us on this really beautiful night in San Antonio. It was 97 degrees at first pitch with a feels like of 100. It's cooled down a little bit. Really become a comfortable night in South Central Texas. Garcia, 54 pitches so far through 4. And the offering, a check swing off the outside corner. He did not go around on the slider. Count horizons at 1-1. Garcia had pitched well in his 2 starts in this building, allowing a combined 3 runs over 8 innings. The pitch slips to the outside edge, a strike. 1-2. So trying to just continue that. One of the best starts of the season for the Rough Riders came from Garcia. The 1-2. Fastball rides high and inside, and it's two balls and two strikes. That was in Corpus Christi on June 10th. He allowed just one run over seven innings. 9-4 win for the Riders. The pitch. A swing and a miss off the outside corner for strike three. It's his seventh strikeout of the evening. One away from a season high. It's back on May 24th at Arkansas. One out of the bottom of the fifth inning. It's 1-0 Rough Riders. Brandon Valenzuela, who made his AA debut yesterday, stands in from the left side. The bottom third of the order for San Antonio in this fifth inning. Garcia kicks home, and he fits it at the bottom of the zone for a called strike with a fastball. It's 0-1. Garcia really humming along so far in the Wolf. The pitch. Down low and inside, and it hit him on the top of the left foot. A hit by pitch on a breaking ball. It puts a runner aboard in the first inning and ends a long stretch of nine in a row retired by Garcia. Bigger part, eight in a row. Valenzuela reached back in the second on a walk. And Justin Farmer stands in, who he himself is making his AA debut tonight. Farmer out of Florida International. A non-drafted free agent signee back in 2021. Quick timeout, and now we're ready for play. Rough Riders in double play depth up the middle, pull side of the right-handed batter. The pitch. Slider top of the zone, a strike, and it's 0-1. Farmer started the season with high A Fort Wayne in 64 games, hit just .233 with a .668 on base plus slugging. The 0-1. Check swing and a pitch low and away. He held, and it's one ball and one strike. But got the bump up here with a lot of movement across the organization. 13 roster moves in the last 5 days for these San Antonio Missions. Garcia kicks. This is high, and it's three balls, make it two balls and one strike. That's what happens a lot of times, is a team that wins the first half gets gutted because of their talent. And they aren't as good in the second half. Rough Riders would love to take advantage of that. The pitch flutters off the outside corner. It's 3-1, and not only in this series, but in the rest of the season as well. Winning the second half usually gives you a pretty good advantage in the playoffs. Garcia readies in the 3-1. Farmer fouls it straight back, and it's 3-2.
On one hand, the first half winner gets the home field advantage in the playoffs. The second half winner, yeah, you're in momentum, you're in rhythm. A lot of your players that won the half are still on the team. Which one would you rather be?
Definitely second.
I think second.
As experiencing it last year, because yeah, the home field advantage is kind of odd the way it works with a three-game series. The throw goes over to first, not in time. It's not how you think. It's the first game of the series is at the team's place who won the second half. So the first game was in Frisco,
right,
for both the series last year, so the Rough Riders were able to take a 1-0 series advantage at home. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him off the outside corner for strike three with a slider. He ties his season high with 8 strikeouts, and there are 2 away. Ripken Reyes at the top of the order stands in. He's 0-for-2 with a couple strikeouts looking today. Riders lead 1-0 in the bottom half of the fifth inning. Runner at first base and 2 outs. So it's kind of funky how that works. The Rough Riders clinched. Here's the stretch in the pitch. Off the outside corner, 1 ball and no strikes. They clinched playoffs on the road in Northwest Arkansas. Won the division series here in San Antonio and then won the championship series in Wichita. So all three of their celebrations were all on the road. Stretch in the pitch. A bunt up the third baseline. Garcia fields off the mound, throws onto first, and he gets Ripken Reyes for the final out here in the fifth inning. 5 strong innings for Ryan Garcia with 8 strikeouts And the Rough Riders lead 1-0 to the top of the sixth inning next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Since folks first learned to crack an egg, breakfast has had a tight grip on mornings. But why be limited to just then? Whataburger ended this morning monopoly by serving breakfast from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. That's 12 hours of breakfast on a bun, sausage and egg taquitos, and honey butter chicken biscuits. 12 hours that covers late night, late, late night, dead of night, the witching hour, crazy early morning, mid-morning, and almost lunchtime. Whataburger breakfast, just like you like it.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
As a baseball fan, you live for the thrill of watching your team move around the bases. You join the roar of the crowd, live through the highs and lows, and push your team to victory. At the Storehouse of Collin County, we believe when our neighbors win, we all win. By providing food, clothing, education, and life-changing resources, we help our neighbors move toward victory one day at a time. Donate or volunteer today at thestorehousecc.org.
This is former Rough Riders shortstop Jonathan Arnelis, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Blake Cedarlin takes over on the mound for San Antonio as we go to the top of the sixth inning. It's 1-0 Rough Riders. So in his second start against Frisco, Camarena was really good again, and allowing just one run to Frisco on three hits over his five innings. He struck out four and walked one. So strong stuff from the 30-year-old Camarena, and Blake Cedarlin takes over on the mound. The right-hander has to deal with the number one prospect in the Rangers organization, Evan Carter, to begin his night. And the first pitch is on the outside corner for a strike. It's 0-1. This is a San Antonio roster that just has 25 active players right now. The wind back in the pitch. Swinging a line drive up the middle and into center field. Evan Carter with another hit. He's 2-for-3 today. This one, a scorcher back up the box along the ground and into center field for a single. Carter begins the sixth with a base hit, and Thomas Ajayi bats, looking to extend his hitting streak to 16 games. Yorbit Vivas of Tulsa is the only player with a 16-game hitting streak or more in the Texas League this year. He did that from April 6th to April 25th. Stretch in the first pitch is high off the outside corner. One ball and no strikes. In terms of double-A hitting streaks, Vivas, of course, had the 16-gamer. And then Vladimir Restituyo had another 16-game hitting streak as well. The pitch, Carter takes off. It's low and away. Throw down to second in time. But Carter caught stealing for the sixth time this year. He's now 10-for-16 in stolen bases. 2-4 on the caught stealing, and there's one away. It's two balls, no strikes on Sajacy. And the pitch is away. It's three balls and no strikes. Restituyo at a 16-game hitting streak for AA Hartford, a Rockies affiliate. From April 20th to May 10th, the pitch. Fastball high, ball four. So Sajacy walks. He does not get a hit to extend that hitting streak. And he does get on base. And Trevor Hover is the batter. 1-0 Frisco, top of the sixth. One on, one out. Hover 1-for-2 with a single and a strikeout. The longest hitting streak in the minors this year actually belongs to a former Rough Rider, Texas Ranger farmhand. Stretch in the pitch. High and inside, it's one ball and no strikes. Elior Hernandez, who was with the Rough Riders in 2021, had a 26-game hitting streak ended yesterday. Incredible season for Hernandez this year. 1-0 pitch. Hover watches letter high a strike in her edge, and it's 1-1. some hitting streaks you see there, you know, one hit here, one hit there. It's not many multi-hit games. Well, both Sejacy and Hernandez have put together monster numbers on their hitting streaks. Here's the stretch and the offering in. Breaking ball high and inside. It's two balls and one strike. Both are hitting, or did hit, over 400 during the hitting streak. 442 for Hernandez. All four Sejacy leading off of first. Stretch in the pitch. Off the outside corner, and it's three balls and one strike on Hobart. So JC during the hitting streak hitting 443 over the last 15 games. He takes his lead from first in the 3-1 pitch to Hobart. Inside, ball four. It's back-to-back walks for Cedarlin, the former big leaguer. And he draws his catcher, Valenzuela, out to the mound. Nick Tanelu due up to hit for the Rough Riders, leading 1-0 in the top of the sixth inning. Cedarlin made five appearances in the big leagues during his short trip with Pittsburgh in 2020. He allowed just two runs over his four innings total, striking out four and walking one. He was originally a fifth-round selection by the Pirates back in 2016 out of Merced Junior College, a native of Turlock, California. Most recently this year, he was with the Bradenton Marauders. He was released earlier this season by the Indianapolis Indians to the Pirates organization. Stretch in the pitch home. High off the outside corner, it's one ball and no strikes, and then after being released on May 30th, he was signed on June 8th by the Padres organization. Stretch in the pitch. Upper edge, outside corner, strike, and it's 1-1. He was out of baseball in 2021 and 2022. Right-hander making his return to Double-A and with the Padres organization. The pitch, just high. Two balls and one strike to Tanelu. He's dealing with a little bit of control issues so far in this one. So JC leads from second, Hopper from first. Right-hander ready from the stretch. He deals. It's on the outside corner, a strike. 2-2. Cedarlin coming off Tommy John surgery, the reason why he was out of baseball the last 2 years, missing both 2021 and 2022. He's ready from the stretch with one out. Looks back towards second. He fires home. Swinging a fly ball down the right field line. This one twisting and foul. Still two balls, two strikes, and he hasn't been in the game for very long, but already action out of the bullpen. It's Jose Quezada who's loosening in the Mission's bullpen. Rough Riders a chance to add on to their lead. They lead 1-0 with two aboard with one out. Right-hander ready from the stretch and the 2-2 pitch on the way to Tanny. Fastball, strike three called, letter high, outside corner, and Tanelu can't believe it. Frustrated with home plate umpire Casey James walking off the field. Tanelu down on strikes for the first K for Cedarlin. Aaron Zavala bats, Riders have runners at first and second. Zavala 0 for 2 today. Right-handed pitcher offers. Swinging a little nubber off the end of the bat and foul down the third base side. 0-1. I just have a feeling like Zavala is going to get a couple of those in there every now and again. He really needs it. Need those hits that are softly hit. He doesn't hit very hard. He had some loud outs last time the Rough Riders were at home last week against Springfield. They just haven't been falling for him this year for whatever reason. Hoping that'll get turned around in the second half of the season. Stretch in the 0-1 pitch. He swings, pops it skyward left side, and it drifts foul. 0-2 on the Riders' left fielder. Sun starting to set in San Antonio. The lights are on, not quite taking effect, but as the sun starting to set, casting a beautiful pinkish hue along the horizon. Not a cloud in the sky to be tempted by the light. It is just a absolutely bluebird day. Zavala back in for the left side. Cedarlin peers in. He's got his sign. Runners take their leads from first and second in the 0-2. Down low and inside. It bounces out in front of home plate. And Valenzuela somehow keeps it in front. It's one ball and two strikes and a great block by the catcher, Valenzuela. A 1-2 on Zavala. Scott Capers lurks on deck for the Rough Riders. Cedarlin, first base side of the rubber, peers in for his sign, glove at the belt. He's ready from the stretch. Looks back at Sujacy at second, the 1-2. Way high and outside, it's 2-2. That one missed the zone badly. So back-to-back big misses, spiking a ball in front of home plate, and then missing high and outside, and time is called, and Valenzuela heads out for the second mound visit of the inning to go and chat with him. Those two meet out in front of the mound and chat, and now Valenzuela is back behind home. You have a guy in Cedarlin, 27, who's made his Major League debut, and then Valenzuela, the catcher, who just made his Double-A debut yesterday. Two very different spots. Valenzuela, the number 29 prospect in the Padres organization. Here's the stretch and the 2-2 pitch to Zavala. Breaking ball high and outside all the way back to the backstop, and that allows Sajisi to move up to third and Hover to second. We'll see what that's called. A wild pitch or a passed ball. It looked like almost that Valenzuela got crossed up. He just missed it. And they'll go past ball. Hard to get crossed up after a mound visit, though. Very odd-looking catch. Two in scoring position. The 3-2. Ground ball foul back behind home. And it's still three balls and two strikes. A base hit would put two across for the Rough Riders, and that would be huge here in the top of the sixth inning. And try and make it a three-run game as opposed to a one-run game as the Rough Riders possibly go to their bullpen soon, and the pitch is cut on and missed for strike three. Cedarlin gets into a jam but gets out of it with back-to-back strikeouts, and the side comes to a close. No runs, a hit, no errors, and two left on. Riders turned away in the sixth inning. Bottom six coming up. It's Frisco 1, San Antonio nothing on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days, presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The Rough Riders Foundation and Zeno Imaging would like to highlight Minnie's Food Pantry as they celebrate 15 years of service and over 24 million meals distributed to families in need right here in North Texas. We want to take a moment to thank all of our volunteers and sponsors for their continued support. For those in need and those wanting to help, please visit minniesfoodpantry.org to learn more. If you can't feed 100 people, you can feed just one. And go Rough Riders!
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Back to the ballpark for the bottom of the sixth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Ryan Garcia has already tied a season high with 8 strikeouts, and he's back to the mound. In the home half of the sixth inning, Daniel Johnson in the two spot of the order leading things off. It's 1-0 Rough Riders. over the San Antonio Missions. First pitch. Breaking ball to the top of the zone, a strike, and it's 0-1 on Johnson, who's 0-2 today with a strikeout. Only hit today that Garcia has seeded second inning double to Juan Fernandez. The 0-1. Swing and a miss. High outside fastball, and it's 0-2. Rough Riders only run today in the third inning on an Evan Carter RBI single. They lead 1-0. It's been a good game so far between these two. Garcia back into his wind, and he offers home. Swinging a line drive to third. Out of Cease's reach to his left. It's into left field. And it's a base hit for Daniel Johnson the other way on an 0-2 pitch. Got a little bit too much of the zone, and he went the other way with it. Michael De La Cruz bats. 0-1 today with a walk. Garcia peers in at the left-handed batter, and he delivers. Outside corner, just missing. It's 1-0. Well, earlier today, Josh talked about this day in baseball history in 1989. There was another thing that happened on that day in this day in baseball history.
Wait, multiple things happened?
Another thing of note, how about that? Okay. The 1-0 is down low and inside. It's 2-0 now. This one was in the minor leagues.
Ooh, we're in the minor leagues.
Yes, we are. The Boise Hawks, which formerly were a minor league team until the downsizing in 2020, they had a game against the Salem Kaiser Volcanoes.
Ooh, in Oregon.
Here's the stretch. The 2-0. High off the outside corner. 3-0. Mal Fishman was the manager for that Boise Hawks team. He went on to win a bunch of championships in independent ball and a longtime manager in both the minors and indie ball. He was ejected from that game. That's not too unlikely. The sure. pitch is on the outside corner, a strike, and it's now 3-1. What was unlikely was what happened next. Instead of staying in the clubhouse like you're supposed to do, he decided to come back on the field disguised as Humphrey the Hawk, the mascot. Here's the stretch, and the 3-1 is fouled back up over the netting to the sweet level to our left.
Genius.
And it's 3-2.
Genius.
He was found out.
Do you have to kick the kid or the guy who was wearing the mascot costume out?
He must have.
Come here, kid. Give me your mascot costume.
He was suspended one game because of it.
That's it? Honestly, it should be more, but also legend.
Throw goes over to first base. It's not in time. I remember hearing a story once from an old manager of mine in the minors about a pitcher who was ejected from the game. This was a long time ago, I guess early 2000s, not too long ago in the minors. Stretch in the 3-2 pitch. Swinging a foul ball back behind home, and it's still 3-2. The pitcher was ejected from the game. And then later on in the game, they heard an announcement over the PA. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a new record for our speed of pitch. Someone had thrown 95 miles an hour, and they realized that it was this pitcher who, instead of staying down in the clubhouse, had come up and was throwing in the speed of pitch on the concourse.
Yep. This guy's good. Let's sign him to a contract.
Not too incognito. The 3-2. Runner goes. It's high off the outside corner for ball four, and the first two have reached in this sixth inning for San Antonio, trailing 1-0. Pedro Castellanos bats, who's 0-2 today. Justin Slayton has started to throw in the Rough Riders bullpen down the right field line in foul territory. And Liam Hicks goes out and will chat with Ryan Garcia. John Goble joins up on the mound. They're trying to calm Garcia down a little bit. He's in good shape with his pitch count, just 79 pitches so far as we throw in the sixth inning. Goble comes out, puts his arm around his starting pitcher.
He had retired 14 in a row, not retired 14, but 14 in a row without a hit. There were a couple free passes along the way, but no runs. On one hand, you say, well, you can continue that. He's been on a hot streak, but on the other hand, there's a lot of times you see this season for Frisco or any team, really, a guy has a really hot streak and then it falls apart at the very end. And you want to give a guy the chance to finish out and start strong, but you also don't want to let it fall apart and ruin what has been a really good night for Ryan Garcia this evening.
The Pedro Castellanos in from the right side, and that's the big thing, trying to limit the damage and not allow it to spoil what has been a wonderfully pitched game for Garcia. Five shutout innings, eight strikeouts, and the first pitch is low and outside. It's one ball and no strikes on Castellanos. The first baseman, who's 0-for-6 in the series, just three hits against the Rough Riders in 13 games head-to-head. The 1-0. Breaking ball, hit off the fist down the left field line. He hooked it foul into the seats. And it's one ball and one strike now on Castellanos. The only two hits that Garcia has allowed, the double from Fernandez back in the second inning, and then the single to lead off this sixth inning by Daniel Johnson. Right-hander ready from the stretch, and the 1-1 on the way. Castellanos takes low and outside, and it's two balls and one strike now on Castellanos, who leads the club with six homers, at least active players, but really tough to get it out of this ballpark. Garcia looks in, he stretches and delivers. Castellanos a rip and a miss at a high fastball, and it's 2-2. Castellanos, of those six home runs that he's hit this season, three of them, half of them, have come here at home. The 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him off the outside corner in the dirt with a slider for strike three. He ties a career high and sets a new season high with nine strikeouts. What a day for Ryan Garcia. And Juan Fernandez to the plate, but he won't face Garcia. Carlos Cardoza out of the Rough Riders dugout, and he's bringing the hook with him. So Justin Slayton will come out of the Rough Riders bullpen. Garcia goes 5 1/3 innings and ties his career high with nine strikeouts tonight. Rough Riders lead 1-0 into a pitching change in the bottom of the sixth inning. We'll step aside on the Riders Baseball Network.
Frisco may be 1,500 miles from Yellowstone National Park on most days, but not on July 23rd. Join us at the ballpark for Yellowstone Night with a special appearance from Denim Richards, who plays Colby in a hit TV drama, Yellowstone. Plus, grab a Rough Rider / Yellowstone co-branded belt buckle. For a $50 ticket add-on, get access to a pregame meet and greet with Denim Richards and stay to enjoy some Riders baseball. Don't miss Yellowstone Night on July 23rd. Purchase your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2023. For three games this season, the Riders will take the field as Quesos de Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with Riders players on June 3rd, July 22nd, and September 9th. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Vamos Quesos!
Fun is on deck when you bring your group outing to the Dugout Deck at Riders Field. Located on the first base side of the stadium, the Dugout Deck provides your group with a great view of the game and all-you-can-eat food, beer, and wine from the Founders Express concession stand. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more.
This is Bubba Thompson, and you listen to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Pitching change for the Rough Riders. Justin Slayton comes out of the bullpen in this bottom half of the sixth inning. One out, two aboard for San Antonio. Frisco leading 1-0. Brian Garcia done after his 5 1/3 innings, but his line is not finalized because of the two runners left on base. Michael De La Cruz at first and Daniel Johnson at second. Two walks, nine Ks over 5 1/3 for Garcia. Here's Juan Fernandez. Slayton from the stretch. And he kicks home the first pitch. Actually, a throwback to second before that. Very close, but Johnson's back in safely. Juan Fernandez, 1-for-2 with a double. He's seventh in the league with a .306 batting average. And he faces Slayton, who's been very good, especially since adding that cutter a couple months ago. The pitch. Low off the outside corner with the cutter, and it's one ball and no strikes. The 25-year-old will go fastball, cutter, curveball, slider, and changeup. That curveball is a very good pitch as well. The Hallsville, Texas native, the 1-0. Swing and a miss and a high fastball, and it's one ball and one strike. Slayton, the 25-year-old, making his 14th appearance with the Rough Riders. He's 1-1 with an 0.95 ERA. 24 Ks in 19 innings, only 4 walks. He's been dominant. The 1-1. Swinging a line drive to left field, sinking on Zavala, and it drops in for a base hit. Johnson around third, and the throw soars into home plate, not in time. It's a tie game at 1-1. RBI single for Juan Fernandez. That run charged to Ryan Garcia. I was about to say that as good as Slayton has been, the only knock on him this year is he's allowed every single inherited runner to come in to score. It's now 10 inherited runners that have come in to score, and now Ichi Takazawa emerges from the Rough Riders dugout. Their trainer, as he's walking out to left field, and Aaron Zavala is saying, "I'm good," as that throw just slipped out of his hand and went looping out towards home plate. Zavala had an internal brace surgery in the offseason in his right elbow, and so Ichi just being really careful, and I think Zavala's just going to be like, "That ball slipped out of my hand. I'm good to go." But you don't often see a ball that high in the air coming from an outfield throw. And it's a very quick chat, and Ichi is back to the dugout, of course being very, very careful with a guy who just had elbow surgery with his throw. An internal brace put in Zavala's right elbow. He missed the beginning of the season and joined the Rough Riders in mid-May. But tied at one in the bottom half of the sixth inning on an RBI single from Juan Fernandez to left field. He's really the one guy who scares you in this order. And he was able to get the job done. So the infield comes in on runners at second and third. And still just one out for Cole Cummings, the left-handed batter. Slayton ready from the stretch. He deals. High off the outside corner, but called a strike, and it's 0-1. So Slayton has inherited 11 runners this year. 10 have come in to score, and the 11th is standing at third base right now. He stretches in the 0-1. Breaking ball tapped foul back behind home. It's 0-2. He's only retired 8 of the 14 men he's faced to begin an outing. Just over 50%. Infield in for the Rough Riders. The stretch, and Slayton's 0-2. Swinging a foul straight back, and it's still 0-2. We're tied at 1. Rough Riders have not trailed yet in this series. Not very deep in the series. This is just game 2. Slayton trying to keep it right there. He readies in the 0-2. Swing and a miss. Got him high and away for strike 3. He strikes out his first, and there's one away. Big strikeout for Slayton. Ray Patrick Ditter bats. Ditter 0 for 2 with 2 strikeouts against Garcia. Facing Slayton now. The pitch. Breaking ball just outside. One ball, no strikes. Slayton didn't get the call. Trying to wiggle out of this jam. He looks in for his sign. Hicks gives it to him. The 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss, and a good breaker off the outside corner. It's one ball and one strike. Back-to-back strong breaking balls. The stuff is electric for Justin Slayton. It's just about locating it last year, and that command has been on point so far this season. The 1-1 pitch. Breaking ball, a check swing. He went around for strike 2, and it's one ball and two strikes. Ditter hasn't seen a straight one so far in this AB. He's back in from the right side with runners taking their leads from second and third. And the 1-2 pitch on the way. Breaking ball, ground ball through the left side, base hit. De La Cruz scores from third. Fernandez around second on his way home, and he comes in to score. It's a 2-run single for Ditter, who moves up to second on the throw. And it's now 3-1, Mission's out in front. 3-run sixth inning. The line is now closed on Ryan Garcia, who allows 2 runs over 5 1/3 innings. Ray Patrick Ditter comes through with a 2 RBI base hit. He's at second base for Brandon Valenzuela, the left-handed bat. Slayton ready from the stretch. He brings it. And before that, looks back towards second with a quick leg kick. No throw. It was another breaking ball that Slayton just hung in the middle of the plate instead of getting it off the outside corner on a 1-2 pitch. And Ditter was able to single in the left field the pitch. It's cut on and missed, and it's 0-1 on Valenzuela. 3 runs on 4 hits now for the Flying Chunklas. 1 run on 4 hits and no errors for the Rough Riders. Look back towards second. Slayton kicks home. Swing and a miss on a high cut fastball, and it's 0-2. And Valenzuela calls time. Jose Quezada continues to loosen in the San Antonio bullpen down the left field line. We'll see him for the top of the seventh inning more than likely. It was Blake Cedarlund who threw the sixth. Valenzuela back in from the left side, and he's ready to go. Open stance against Slate. 0-2, 2 outs. The pitch. Fouled away left side. Still 0-2. They play Valenzuela to the pole side in the outfield with Evan Carter shifted into right center field and center, and a massive pull side shift just about as far as you can go on the infield for Valenzuela. He'll turn 23 after the season ends on October 2nd. Number 29 prospect in the Padres org. The 0-2, swing and a miss, got him with a slider off the outside edge. Justin Slayton strikes out two, but allows the two inherited runners to score and a run of his own. It's a 3-run inning on 3 hits, no errors, and 1 runner left on base for San Antonio. We're in the top half of the seventh. It's 3-1. Missions out in front. Josh Warden on the play-by-play next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy a party at the Lazy River for just $25 with a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly, and drafts, and more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
This is Justin Foscue, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
It's time for the Rough Riders offense to reclaim the lead through 6 innings from Nelson W. Wolf Municipal Stadium. The Frisco Rough Riders with 1 run on 4 hits, no errors. And the San Antonio Missions with their first lead of the series, 3 runs on 4 hits, no errors. First pitch to Scott Capers of the 7th inning. Is high and inside on a fastball from Jose Quezada. Coming into this ballgame and replacement of Blake Cedarlund, who pitched the 6th inning in scoreless fashion. The second offering from Jose Quezada, breaking ball upstairs. And it's 2-0 to Scott Capers. Frisco taking a lead in the 3rd inning. It was 1-0 until the 6th. But San Antonio putting 3 runs on the scoreboard and have a 2-run advantage now into the 7th. 2-0 pitch. A slider right down the heart. And strike one to Scott Capers. Right-handed batter against a right-handed pitcher in Jose Quezada. He's been effective this season for San Antonio. The pitch is swung on and fouled up the third baseline. Has not allowed a home run since April 20th, near the beginning of this season. Right-hander out of Mexico, making his 10th appearance of the year for the Missions, just coming off the injured list earlier this month. 2-2 the count to Scott Capers. Quezada from the stretch with the bases empty. Raises the right leg and a breaking ball high and in. Time was called before the pitch. And it'll be ruled no pitch on a 2-2 offering from Quezada that would have been ball three had it been a live pitch. But I think Capers called time right before the offering. And so it's still 2-2. Quezada comes set for now the real 2-2 pitch. Here she comes. Fastball upstairs again. And he's lucky that previous pitch wasn't ball three, because now that one is. And a full count to Scott Capers leading off the seventh inning. Following Scott, it's Liam Hicks and Chris Cease who will come up this frame. Frisco down by two. The payoff pitch. Inside, he swings and fouls it back. It was coming way in on his hands. Took a cut. It would have been ball four. And Capers extends the at-bat with a foul ball. On a slider way in off the plate. 3-2 the count from Jose Quezada. He comes set for another payoff. A fastball just off the outside, ball four. It was close. Scott Capers draws a walk. And now Liam Hicks, the batter, with the tying run coming to the plate. 3-1 San Antonio, seventh inning from Nelson W. Wolf Municipal Stadium. Game two of this series. The Rough Riders trying to continue both this win streak and a good stretch on the road this season. The Rough Riders have a winning record away from Frisco at 19-18. First pitch to Hicks is on the outside edge, strike one. Rough Riders finished the first half technically in last place in the South Division, just barely a half game behind Midland in fourth place, 5.5 outside of first place, so it wasn't a big margin. The 0-1, Hicks inside, almost got him on the hip, but he bends away from it. 1-1 the count to Liam Hicks. So Frisco resets the win-loss record for the second half, which began yesterday, and they were victorious. They're 1-0, tying for first place. The South Division, 1-1 outside, and Liam Hicks draws ahead. Two balls and a strike from Jose Quezada. Scott Capers at first, being held on by Pedro Castellanos, taking a lead of about 4 or 5 feet. A 2-1 offering to Hicks, outside and high on a slider. It's three balls and one strike. Valenzuela, the catcher, comes out in front of home before throwing the return to Quezada. Outfield playing straight up to Liam Hicks. Left-hand batter with the third baseman Fernandez playing way off the line. Rest of the infield is mostly straight up. The 3-1 pitch. Hicks takes it on the outer half and strike two. Full count to back-to-back hitters to open up this inning. Scott Capers fouled off a 3-2 pitch and then walked. Liam Hicks will see his first payoff pitch, but he calls time. And steps out. He's 0-2 today with a foul out and a fly out. Now he steps back in, taps home plate, points the tan bat towards Quezada and puts it over his left shoulder. The 3-2 pitch. Swings and a ground ball towards second. Fielded by Reyes. Goes to second for one. The turn from Ditter in time. And a double play to clear the bases. 4-6-3 the turn. Reyes to Ditter to Castellanos. There's two down. The base is empty for Chris Cease. Still a 3-1 lead for San Antonio. Seventh inning from the Wolf. Out of the bullpen, looks like Udris Manon is out there loosening for the Rough Riders. First pitch to Chris Cease is a strike. Man in the 6'1" right-hander out of the DR will likely come in the bottom half of the seventh inning. The one-strike pitch to Cease. He took a check swing on a slider down and away. He held back. And ball one to Chris Cease. Two outs, bases empty for the Rough Riders. They've gotten their only run today on a two-out rally back in the third inning. And similarly in this frame, two outs and the bases empty. The pitch, a swing and a miss on a slider. It's 1-2. Now, two-out rallies, by definition, are with two outs and the bases empty. But of all innings to get a two-out rally, this one may be the least likely. It's just tough with a double play to clear the bases. Stymies the momentum. The nine-hole hitter, Chris Cease, at the plate. A 1-2 pitch from Quezada. A slider way up in the attic in ball two. Cease, one of five players this month with double-digit RBIs here in the month of June. Not really an RBI opportunity for him in the conventional sense. Base is empty. There's the 2-2 to Chris. Swings at a changeup that misses it. Strike three, and the inning is over. Quezada allows a leadoff walk, but a double play, and he faces the minimum in the seventh inning. Time to stretch from the Wolf. It's 3-1 San Antonio halfway through the seventh inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speed start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month. All in with no hidden fees or contracts. Plus a guaranteed two-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning June 4th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Chris Manning comes into the ballgame for the Frisco Rough Riders. The relief pitcher for Frisco in the bottom of the seventh inning. San Antonio leads this ballgame at their home ballpark. 3-1 is the score. Justin Farmer will be the first batter to encounter Udris Manning, who replaces his fellow reliever Justin Slate, who finished the sixth inning. Got two outs, allowed two hits, one earned run. Ryan Garcia is the pitcher of record for the Rough Riders. 5 1/3 for Frisco. The first pitch from Udris Manning to Farmer is on the outside corner for a strike. It could be a tough luck loss for Ryan Garcia. He exited the game when Frisco led 1-0. And yet he still could suffer the loss tonight. The 0-1 is swung on, fouled back over the netting, and strike two on Justin Farmer. Garcia left two runners aboard in the sixth inning when he exited with one out. And both runners came home after he departed, including the runner from first. And that was the go-ahead run. So Garcia technically allowing two earned on the night. The pitch is high and away. One ball and two strikes to Justin Farmer. So now it's Udris Manning's turn to hold the deficit as it stands at 3-1. San Antonio in front. Manning with a 3.52 ERA. The 1-2 pitch is outside on a slider. Two balls, two strikes. He had a 3.38 ERA with Hickory this season. Came up to the AA level, and his ERA is almost identical in 13 appearances. The 2-2 pitch from Udris Manning is swung on and missed. Got a fastball by him. Strike three. One away for Udris Manning. Three punch-outs today for Justin Farmer in his AA debut. He'll have better days ahead of him, but today is not the perfect debut for him, but he might have at least one more plate appearance tonight. Now it's Ripken Reyes, the batter. The base is clear, one out, bottom of the seventh, San Antonio in front, 3-1.
It's already 12 strikeouts as well for Riders pitchers tonight.
Not bad. Not bad at all. Manning's first pitch is off the handle of the bat for Ripken Reyes. It clips foul. Came in on the right hand of Ripken Reyes. And if it caught part of his hand, it seems to have also hit the bat and is ruled a foul ball, which is he does not seem to argue. The left-hand hitter, his right hand is his bottom hand. And he got clipped as it seemed to hit both the handle of the bat as well as his right hand. And now the trainer, David Bryan, out to check on the leadoff man, Reyes. The very first pitch of his plate appearance, and Udris Manin came up and in with a heater. And Reyes walked over towards the San Antonio dugout halfway between the plate and the dugout. He's getting his hand looked at.
He has one of those bats that has, you know, the big fat knob at the end that's a little bit of a weight at the bottom of the bat. And so it definitely hit that knob, but it looked like it might have pinched the finger, the pinky, against that knob looking at the replay.
He gets hit more than any player in the league. This is Texas League leading 26. Well, 20. He has 25. This one, again, is a foul ball. It's not technically a hit by pitch. It'll be strike one. Now he's coming back to talk with the umpire, Casey James, trying to indicate, hey, that's a hit by pitch, but he seems unable to win the argument. Not that he argued very vociferously, but it's strike one on Ripken Reyes. So one out, base is empty. Udris Manin ready to go after a lengthy pause with Ripken Reyes apparently good to go, which is good to see. He steps back in and the 0-1 pitch from Manin. It is swung on, fouled away, third base side, and now two strikes on Reyes. He's their best hitter this season. He leads the team in OPS of the active players, on base plus slugging, at an .827 clip this year. And having a good month of June as well. He's in an 0-2 hole. Manin works Reyes in a fastball that sinks beneath the zone. And it's ball one, 1-2. Reyes hitting .325 this month. And hits especially well on Thursdays. Over .400 on Thursdays, for better or for worse. Whether it matters or not, I don't know. .407, third in the Texas League on Thursdays. Here's the 1-2 pitch. He lifts it high to center field, not deep. Evan Carter running in. It's the second baseman, Sajacy, who camps under. And he puts it away. And a rare 0-for-4 on a Thursday for Ripken Reyes. Daniel Johnson, the batter. 1-for-3 on this Thursday evening. Into the 9 o'clock hour in San Antonio. Second game of this week. We'll play through Monday here at Nelson W. Wolf. And back on Tuesday for 4th of July in Frisco. Tickets are hard to come by, so check RidersBaseball.com for Independence Day tickets. First pitch, the breaking ball in the outer half. Strike one to Daniel Johnson. 3-1 San Antonio, bottom of the seventh inning. And 2 outs, the base is empty. Udris Manin comes back home. Fastball swung on and fouled to the backstop. It's 0-2. 4th of July coming up. Also in July, Pretzel Day. Office theme, Leslie David Baker, who played Stanley in the Office. That's the promo. I think it's the best one all year. That's my favorite. Here's the 0-2. Daniel Johnson fouls it right back on a breaking ball. Off the press box. It's not the only Office-themed promo in the Rangers organization. Round Rock has Chili Day with Brian Bumgarner coming. He played Kevin in the Office. That's later this summer at Round Rock. Here's the 0-2. Johnson takes it low, ball one, 1-2. So if he likes the Office, the TV show, come out to Frisco on July 21st and then take a trip out to Round Rock on August 11th. Coach Brian Bumgarner, Leslie David Baker at Riders Field later in July. A 1-2 pitch to Daniel Johnson, up and tight. Some chin music to even the count at 2-2. Get all those promos and tickets at RidersBaseball.com.
Stanley and Kevin.
Those are two of the best. I'd like to see Creed out of the ballpark. I don't know if I'd feel safe, but the 2-2 pinch to Johnson. He swings a hard liner towards second. It finds some grass getting through the infield. And a base hit for Daniel Johnson with 2 outs.
I wanted to do a fire drill night, but I don't think that would go too well.
That is both a great and a terrible idea at the same time. Yeah. Light a match and send everyone screaming. Yeah. No, it's a terrible idea, but I like it. I like what you're thinking there.
Dropping cats out of the ceiling.
What's the ceiling in this circumstance? We don't have a dome back in Frisco.
Well, I don't want to drop them from a dome.
I don't want to drop them from anywhere.
That's more problems than we were dealing with before.
First pitch to Michael De La Cruz, a strike. Fastball is 0-1. Two outs, runner at first for the Missions. Bottom half of the seventh inning, they lead it 3-1 over the Rough Riders.
I think half our audience has no idea what we're talking about.
But the other half does.
Yeah.
And they're enjoying it. Go watch The Office and you'll understand. The 0-1 pitch to Michael De La Cruz, a grounder foul at the first base portion of the Wolf. And strike two. Who's your favorite character?
I'm basic. I like Jim.
Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. I'm a Pam guy, so you and I get along well. They got married, if you don't know. 0-2 the count from Udris Manning. He comes home, and a fastball that's underneath the knees, and ball one.
I'm a fan of the pranks.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Jim's classic for that reason. Not a lot of baseball in the office. They had some soccer and some basketball. I want to ask Leslie David Baker.
It's a parkour.
Yeah, some extreme sports. I want to ask him who would be the good baseball player. The 1-2 pitch, a foul back into the netting. Two strikes and two outs on De La Cruz or the runner at first.
Who's your pick?
I think that Jim would be bad. He's too much into basketball.
Baseball is the one sport where you can expose people who are unathletic.
Right. But sometimes it's the unathletic one. I mean, I think Creed would be weirdly good. Or Ryan, maybe? 1-2 pitch, a swing, and a foul right back. Maybe Meredith?
I think Ryan is probably your best bet.
He'd have a sick glove. I bet he'd be, like, not much power at the plate, but he'd play a good second base.
Yeah.
Michael would be terrible.
Yes. Dwight would be your cleanup hitter. Boomer, boomer bust.
Oh, how did I not pick him? The 1-2 pitch, high and away. Two balls and two strikes, a throw to first, but Johnson gets back.
I feel like Dwight would be really into the sabermetrics.
He would
and
be.
Trying to calculate everyone's war.
But he doesn't really trust technology, though.
He'd do it all by hand.
Okay. Angela would draw walks. She's so short.
There you go.
She'd get a lot. She'd get on base.
Would she bring her cats with her to the plate?
Oh, good question. Probably. The 2-2 pitch to De La Cruz. It's low. Ball three. The runner is going. Johnson steals second without a throw. With a ball in the dirt. Now a full count to Michael De La Cruz. 14th steal of the season for Johnson in 17 attempts. Three balls, two strikes, two outs for Michael De La Cruz.
Any fictional character ever, who are you picking for baseball?
Fictional character of anything?
Yeah.
Superman, I guess? I don't know. Ant-Man. The 3-2 pitch is swung on, popped off the glove of Hicks, a foul ball behind home.
Ant-Man?
Well, yeah, so Ant-Man would be great because he's so small, the strike zone is tiny, he can draw a walk anytime he wants, but then he goes out on defense, he gets all big like he does. He plays, I don't know, center field, like he could rob home runs.
Yeah.
I don't know, what do you got?
Superman, I think, is the overpowered guess or the statement.
Sure.
Take the Flash.
Oh. 3-2 pitch. It is low. Ball four. Johnson steals third. And he's in there safely without a throw. Ball four and now runners in the corners for the Missions. A little two-out rally brewing for San Antonio.
Or the Hulk.
Hard to pick against those. Those are solid. Okay, non-superheroes.
Okay, because my next one would be Mr. Fantastic because he can stretch.
Oh.
Think about the coverage you would have.
It's a fair. Okay. That was the last superhero. Good choice. Now, no superheroes. A mound visit, John Goble to the mound, which allows us to further elaborate on potential fictional characters.
Dumbledore.
Okay, non-magical superhero. I don't mean to say it's a bad choice, but I'm taking Bill Murray's character in Groundhog Day.
Okay.
Because if he has an 0-for-4, the day repeats, and he can just, it's fresh, nobody knew it.
He just gets really good at baseball.
Yeah, he can practice. It's what he did with piano in Groundhog
Day. That's
true. He practiced and practiced, and all of a sudden he's really good.
Okay.
And then the one day he hits a grand slam, then he can fall in love with I forget the character's name, and then that'll be the day that he really did, you know, makes it real.
Okay. I like it.
Thank you. That's went out there for it. I don't know. It's a pick. Tell me if you
take
it. I'll give you time to think. Two outs, runners in the corners. San Antonio trying to add to a 3-run lead in the bottom of the seventh inning. Pedro Castellanos, the batter, 0-for-3 today and 3-for-46 on the season against Frisco.
Take Rocky Balboa.
Ooh, okay. Yeah.
little power.
He's a grinder. He'd try hard. Good work ethic.
Yeah.
It's a good choice.
Not going to overthink anything at the plate.
First pitch is low. Ball one to Castellanos. I don't think he would get into his head.
Yeah.
Could fight through injuries.
Be great in a brawl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good choice. What position would he play?
First base.
Yeah. 1-0 to Pedro Castellanos, right-hand hitter. Man in the right-hander deals a fastball right down the plate. Strike one on Castellanos, himself a first baseman. Castellanos, a ground out, a fly out, a strikeout. His team leading 13th strikeout against the Rough Riders this season. He has struggled, but his first hit of the season was an RBI base knock. Looking for another. A 1-1. He held back, started to swing, but didn't go too much around. Ball two, low. And it's 2-1 for Manning. Castellanos' first hit of the season against Frisco, in fact, sent Ever Bueno to the injured list. The pitcher had a ground ball taken off the face and had to go to the IL. A 2-1 to Castellanos swings. Fouls it right back to the netting. And strike two. He has the most at-bats against Frisco this season of any Missions player and has the fewest hits of any Missions player, other than a couple guys with one or two at-bats. But he's got 43 chances this season against the Rough Riders, just three hits. Well, now 46 at-bats. 3 for 46, but he could come up with a clutch RBI. Two outs, two strikes, runners in the corners for the Missions. They're up by two. The pitch just off the outside. A fastball, maybe a bit low. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Could come up with a big zero. Udris Manin trying to get through the seventh inning and keep the deficit at two runs heading to the eighth. He came in to start this inning, got the first two guys out. But now runners in the corners. The 3-2 pitch to Castellanos is swung on and lifted to right, shallow. Hover running in. He's underneath it. He makes the catch. The inning is over. It was a dramatic seventh inning, but it was a scoreless one. And Udris Manin allows just one hit, one walk, strands a pair, and we're done with seven innings. It's the San Antonio Missions leading 3-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Huge, gigantic, enormous, whatever you want to call it, 2 free months of electricity is a big deal. Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio.
You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888-7-RHYTHM. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2023. For 3 games this season, the Riders will take the field as Quesos de Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with Riders players on June 3rd, July 22nd, and September 9th. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Vamos Quesos!
Hey guys, this is Tristan Pauly. You're listening in to the Riders Baseball Network. Thanks for tuning in.
Into the eighth inning in San Antonio. The Rough Riders trying to keep this little win streak going. 4 in a row for the Rough Riders, but they're down 3-1. Good news is the top of the order is coming up, and the deficit is small. 3-1. Missions in front. It's Luis Angel Acuna, Evan Carter, Thomas and JC. A murderer's row of hitters to face Jose Quezada in the eighth. Right-hand pitcher who posted a scoreless inning in the seventh. And he comes set to Acuna in the first pitch. It is high ball one. Acuna with a sharp line out his last at-bat. He's 1 for 3. He doubled back in the third inning and later scored in a two-out rally. The 1-0 offering to Luis Angel Acuna is taken on the outer half, strike one. Quezada pausing at the top of his kick and then came home for the strike. Acuna, the sixth different player to double this series for the Rough Riders. We're only 16 innings through the week. 1-1 pitch, a slider laced up the right side into the outfield, base hit. Acuna slashes a ground ball into the outfield. He takes a wide turn around first, but stops there. And a leadoff base hit for Acuna to start out the eighth inning. Good knock going opposite way, and Acuna has himself a multi-hit game. 2-for-4 now on the evening. And Evan Carter's the batter representing the tying run. Speaking of multi-hits, Carter 2-for-3 with an RBI single in the third and a leadoff hit in the sixth. 3-1 San Antonio, the away half of the eighth inning. Quezada set with his back to Luis Angel Acuna. First pitch, a slider on the inside half, strike one to Evan Carter. Now 5 hits on the series in his first 7 ABs. He continues to hit extremely well against San Antonio this season. The pitch to Carter swung on and a fly ball to center right at Daniel Johnson. He takes 2 steps to his right, makes the grab, and puts away Carter for the first out of the eighth. Now Thomas DeJacy, the batter, 0-for-2 with a walk. One out, one on for the Rough Riders, trailing by a pair in the eighth inning. Josh Warden alongside Zach Bigley, and as Zach said earlier today, a long hit streak for Thomas DeJacy that he has not yet extended today. To try to make it 16 games, he will try here in this AB. Long is active in the Texas League at 15. Acuna dives back to first on a pickoff move. And he's back safely. He led off with a single, then Carter flew out, so JC to the plate with a ground out, a fly out, and a walk this evening. So JC looking for the longest hit streak. Here's a balk actually before the pitch, and that'll advance Acuna to second. No pitch, it was down and away on a slider. And Acuna gets to second on a balk from Jose Quezada. And so now, Acuna into scoring position. The tying run is still at the plate in the eighth inning, and it's still nothing on the count to Thomas DeJacy. The longest hit streak for Frisco since 2016 is 16 games. He's trying to tie that here if he gets a base hit. One out, here's the first pitch. He takes low and away. They appeal and no swing, barely went around and did not completely. So ball one to Sejasi, 1-0. Top of the eighth inning, the Rough Riders have not trailed this series until last inning. A 3 spot for the Missions, the Rough Riders trying to erase that deficit right away. The 1-0 pitch, swings a big cut and a fastball top part of the zone and missed it, strike one. So JC extended that hit streak yesterday in his last plate appearance, ninth inning, and he doubled to straightaway center. Absolutely crushing a ball to the wall. 407 feet to dead center where the wall is situated. The 1-1 pitch takes it on the outer half, a fastball, strike two. It's so fun to see Thomas at JC this season. If there's any player you want to see a lot of, he might be the pick, and we've seen him a lot. He leads the league in at-bats, this being his 276th. Why not have this guy come up the most? The 1-2 pitch, it's outside. Good eye from Sejasi with 2 strikes, knowing he has to protect the strike zone, but doesn't want to swing at something off the plate, which that was, not by much. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 1 out. Acuna, decent-sized lead from second base. 3-1 San Antonio. The 2-2 offering inside on a slider. Sejasi turns away from it, and now a full count. So JC walked. His last plate appearance was stranded at third. The Rough Riders have not scored since the third inning. When Acuna touched home, he would like to be coming around and scoring again if so JC could bat him home. Still just 1 out of the inning. So JC stepped out, now returns to the batter's box. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Quezada getting his sign from Valenzuela. They're on the same page, and he comes set. The payoff. Swung on and missed, a breaking ball low of the zone, strike 3. 2 down. So it's up to Trevor Hopper here in the eighth inning. San Antonio up 3-1. 2 outs, Acuna at second. And Trevor Hopper, who's got a hit today, 4-for-6 in the series, plus a walk in both games this week. Productive start to the series. Can he come up with a big 2-out RBI here in the eighth inning? The first pitch to Hopper is outside, and ball one. Frisco has left five on the base paths today, including two in scoring position back in the sixth inning. Now in the eighth, 1-0 the count to Trevor Hover. The pitch, another slider, this time catches the outer half for strike one. 1-1 to the left-hand hitting Trevor Hover. Looking for an RBI. He has six multi-RBI games this season. Trying to score Acuna from second base. Quezada comes set with his glove at the belt, looking towards the empty third base back. The 1-1 slashes the outside part of the zone. Strike two to Trevor Hover. Most of his big RBI games have come on the road. Five out of his six games with multiple RBIs have come away from Frisco, as we are now in San Antonio. The only one at home was on opening day with a grand slam. 1-2 to Trevor Hover, runner at second with two down. Here's the pitch. Inside on a fastball, he thought about swinging. A wise take from Hover. And now 2-2 that count. Jose Quezada. Facing just one over the minimum so far, this being his second inning of work out of the San Antonio bullpen. 2-2 The pitch is down, 3. And now a full count to Trevor Hover. Thomas Ajayi had a payoff pitch. He struck out. Now Trevor Hover will see a 3-2 offering from Jose Quezada. Takes a long trip towards the plate, receives the ball, and then walks back to the slab. And just now the pitching clock starts. Acuna waiting at second base. The payoff pitch. Swung on, fouled back. Hover stays alive on a pitch that may have been in off the plate. It was close. And he fouls it to the backstop. Still 3-2 the count to Trevor Hover. If he scores, Acuna wouldn't tie the game, but it would go a long ways. The Rough Riders down 3-1 in the top half of the eighth inning. Quezada is set for the payoff pitch once again. Here she comes. It's high and away, 4. Hover has walked back-to-back times, and there's two runners aboard for the Rough Riders to bring up Nick Tanaloo. So the tying run at first base for Frisco in the eighth inning. And Nick Tanaloo to the plate with a .277 batting average this season. It is a righty-on-righty matchup. Looks like Jeff Andrews is walking out of the dugout. And the pitching coach for the Missions against his former team. Pitching coach for the Rough Riders last year makes the trip out to chat with Jose Quezada. Tanaloo now is tasked with the big two-out situation. Two runners aboard for the Rough Riders, trailing by two. Tanaloo, who went 1-for-4 yesterday to start a two-out rally. Now he doesn't have to start one. He has to bring one to fruition with two outs. Not exactly a two-out rally. Acuna got aboard to lead off this inning, but there are two outs in the eighth inning. He had doubled yesterday to start that rally. It was in the eighth inning. And now once again comes out with a big eighth inning plate appearance. A long chat between Jeff Andrews and Jose Quezada with the umpire Casey James right in the middle of it. And he came out to break it up but has not been successful in doing so. They continue to chat and now they disperse. So Tanaloo, who was brought home by Josh Hatcher yesterday after doubling, got an insurance run last evening. Frisco went on to win the ballgame with help from that Nick Tanaloo double, winning 4-2 last night. They trail 3-1. Eighth inning, Acuna at second, Trevor Hover at first. Jose Quezada, after the lengthy discussion with Jeff Andrews, is ready to go. He comes set to Nick Tanaloo. The first pitch is just low of the zone, 1. Two outs and two on for the Rough Riders. Outfield playing straight up. Infield shifted a bit to the left, to the pole side for Nick Tanaloo, right-hand hitter. The 1-0 pitch. Runners start to go. A slider, a strike, a throw to third. Acuna dives in safely. Two runners in scoring position now for the Rough Riders. The inning continues with Acuna just ahead of the tag. He's got his 32nd steal of the season to lead the Texas League.
And that's really surprising that Valenzuela threw to third and not to second. Trevor Hover, that's his first attempt on the year. You're trying to catch the league leader, as you just mentioned, in stolen bases at third.
Hover hot on his heels, and he's at second. The 1-1, Tanaloo swings, a foul ball at the third baseline. So the league leader, and now not the lowest in the league anymore. Trevor Hover, who is tied for last with zero steals, now has one on one attempt. And Acuna, 32 for 35 on the season, swiping third. Tying run in scoring position. One ball, two strikes, two outs to Nick Tanaloo. In the eighth inning, Quezada sent for the stretch. He comes home. It swung on, a little number up the middle. It goes over the second base back, fielded by Reyes. He throws him out in time. Almost clipped off the base, which would have been good for Tanaloo. Might have bounced away from Reyes, but he makes the play. The inning is over. Frisco strands a pair in scoring position and goes scoreless in the eighth. Bottom of the eighth coming up. San Antonio leads it 3-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
You asked, we listened. You can now book a suite for a 2023 Riders game with as few as 10 people. Mini suite packages include 10 suite tickets and complimentary parking. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more information. Let's ride.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Frisco Rough Riders fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. With some of the country's leading orthodontics right here in the DFW area, we love to see Rough Riders fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consultant. That's SmileDoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics, the official smile providers of minor league baseball.
This is Matt Watley, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Home half of the eighth inning, the San Antonio Missions looking to extend a 3-1 advantage at home in Nelson W. Wolf Municipal Stadium. Nick Starr is entered in relief for the Frisco Rough Riders to face Juan Fernandez, the five-hole hitter for San Antonio. In the first pitch, a breaking ball line towards short, bounces in front of Acuna. He fields on the forehand, throws to first in time. Good move by Acuna to get in front of that ball. Field on the run, reaching down for it, and puts away Fernandez on the first pitch. A 6-3 putout. And Nick Starr begins his 23rd outing from the Frisco bullpen with an out. 33 innings, 35 strikeouts for Nick Starr, the right-hander from Southern Arkansas University. First pitch now inside to Cole Cummings. It's ball one. 3-1 San Antonio, bottom of the eighth. Frisco has stranded runners at second and third base, both last inning and back in the sixth. A 1-0. Cummings again takes it, a bounce in the dirt for ball two. Nick Starr with a 7.36 ERA this season. Been up and down. Last couple outings have raised that ERA. Has six earned runs the last couple over a pair of innings. But he had a good stretch earlier in June, going three straight without a run allowed. Two balls, no strikes to Cole Cummings. Left-hand hitter against a right-hand thrower. Starr is set. He kicks. 2-0 pitch finds the zone. It's 2-1 with one out. The base is empty. Nick Starr, who works from the stretch at all times, even with the bases clear. Closed stance, he kicks and comes home. 2-1, fastball ripped up the first baseline, foul, and hops off the bullpen, which is in the field of play. It hit, it looked like the mound area, and bounced into the stands for a souvenir. Two balls, two strikes from Nick Starr. With one out, nobody on. He's ready in the pitch. A breaking ball misses the outside edge. And now a 3-2 count to Cole Cummings. Got the first guy out, Fernandez, on the first pitch. Now a longer at-bat and has to throw a payoff pitch to Cole Cummings. Here it comes. He's check swing, struck him out. It was in the zone. Strike three either way. Nick Starr puts away the first two batters he faces. And now 13 strikeouts on the evening for Rough Riders pitchers. Ray Patrick Ditter is next. 1-for-3 on the evening with a 2-RBI single. The go-ahead runs off the bat of Ditter back in the sixth inning. Bases are empty for the shortstop with two down. first pinch. He shows bunt, pulls it back, and it's a ball up and in. Bottom of the eighth inning, San Antonio leading, and no small part to that, Ray Patrick Ditter RBI. 3-1 the score. 1-0 pitch. He again shows bunt, same result. This time it was low and away, as Ditter again removes the bat from the strike zone. And 2-0 the count. Ditter with a lot more pop this month. He has 5 home runs all in this month this season. The 2-0 pitch, he takes it low, and he's ahead 3 balls and no strikes. A lot of homers, a lot of walks. He leads the team with 15 base on balls. The only one with more than 10 this month is their shortstop, Ray Patrick Ditter. The pitch on the outer half for a strike. He was not taking all the way despite a 3-0 count. He does take, but just wasn't automatic. It was on the outer corner. 3 balls, 1 strike from Nick Starr. Here's the pitch. A fastball that is inside. And ball 4. Ditter walks with 2 away. And now Brandon Valenzuela, the batter, looking for his first double-A base hit. 0-for-1 today. He has drawn 3 free passes between yesterday and today. 2 walks, and he got hit by a pitch earlier this evening. But he is 0-for-3 since making his first appearance at the AA level yesterday. Lanky left-handed hitter steps in against the righty Nick Starr. Outfield shifts a bit to the right. The first offering from Starr is high and away, ball 1. Liam Hicks pops out of his crouch and thinks about throwing back to first. Ray Patrick Ditter scampers back. Valenzuela, the 22-year-old from Mexico, signed 6 years ago. And is a top 30 prospect for the Missions. He's the number 29 in the organization. A throw back to first, and Ditter gets to the bag in belly flop fashion. 1 ball, no strikes. 2 outs, bottom of the 8th inning. Frisco has not scored since the 3rd inning. They hope to come up in the 9th, just down by 2, and recapture the lead. A 1-0 breaking ball swung on and missed. Valenzuela took a big hack. 1-1 the count from Nick Starr. When the Rough Riders come up in the 9th inning, it will be Aaron Zavala to lead off, followed by Scott Capers and Liam Hicks. The 1-1 offering from Nick Starr is swung on, a hard hit roller up the first base side off the Frisco dugout, and strike 2.
And when they do come up in the 9th inning, they'll have to face closer Alec Jacob. And all he's done this year is a 1.07 ERA in 16 outings with 4 saves.
He's the best guy against right-handed batters on the San Antonio staff. 1.37 the average. The 1-2 pitch hit hard to left field. Zavala running back. He'll get there in time. Just a few steps behind his position. Shy of the warning track, he puts it away, and that's the inning. No hits, no runs, no errors. 1 left on for the Missions in the 8th inning. And we head to the 9th. Frisco needs 2 runs to tie, 3 to go ahead. Down 3-1 in the 9th. Zach Bigley has the call on the Riders Baseball Network.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders. And even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Drivers, start your engines. The Rough Riders are speeding through the 2023 Texas League schedule, and you can join them on the racetrack August 19th. Come out to Riders Field for NASCAR Night presented by the Texas Motor Speedway. Get your own Texas Motor Speedway and Rough Riders co-branded hat at the gate. Plus, check out the official pace car and plenty of race-themed activities throughout the game. Get your tickets for August 19th at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Hi, my name is Martin Perez, and you're listening to Riders Radio.
top of the ninth inning, the Rough Riders and the Missions in game two in Frisco trails 3-1 to San Antonio. Alec Jacob, the number 26 prospect in the organization for the Padres and a closer for this Missions team out on the hill for San Antonio. Jacob this year has been fantastic on the season. A 1.07 ERA in 16 outings, 25 and a third innings with 30 strikeouts. He's walked just five. Opponents are hitting just 196 against the right-handed sidearm thrower. And the Rough Riders have Aaron Zavala to lead things off, beginning the top half of the ninth inning. Our score, it's the Missions 3, the Rough Riders 1. Jacob winds back and offers. Fastball inside, one ball, no strikes. So right-handed sidearm thrower against the left-handed hitter to begin things. A pair of Pacific Northwesterners. Jacob out of Spokane and the pitch. Slider chopped to the ground right side. Reyes has it at the chest and fires on to first to retire Aaron Zavala. Scott Capers bats. Jacob retires the Kaiser, Oregon native. Capers 0-2 with a walk today. Rough Riders designated hitter. Jacob delivers. Capers watches outside. It's one ball and no strikes. Rough Riders will take on the Missions again tomorrow for game three of the series. The pick. Slider outside. Two balls, no strikes. Jared Kolar will start tomorrow for San Antonio against a pitcher to be determined. Go 2-0. Is over the heart of the plate for a strike, and it's 2-1. Now, the Rough Riders have not announced their starter yet. Jared Kolar for the Missions against TBD. The 2-1. Slider just left the outside corner, didn't get the call from Casey James, the home plate umpire, and it's three balls and one strike. Rough Riders have five hits on the offensive side tonight. The pitch. Iron inside for ball four, and Capers draws a walk. One out with a runner at first base, tying run to the plate in the form of Liam Hicks. Jacob has allowed just one home run this year. It was here in this ballpark. Rough Riders are just 1-for-7 with runners in scoring position tonight. They've stranded seven on the base paths. Pinch runner at first base for Scott Capers. It's Jax Biggers who takes over. So Biggers pinch running at first base. Here in the top of the ninth inning with the Riders trailing 3-1. First pitch. Swing and a miss from Hicks. It's 0-1. Rough Riders have had their fair share of base runners tonight because San Antonio has now walked six in tonight's game to go along with the Riders' five hits. The pitch. Hicks watches a fastball on the upper edge inside corner, a strike, and it's 0-2, and Hicks couldn't believe it. Down in the count, no balls and two strikes with Chris Cease on deck. One out here in the ninth. Jacob from the stretch. He fires. Check swing, high and away. One ball and two strikes. This ballpark will dampen your offensive spirits, and that's what the Rough Riders have seen. Frisco, in their last three games coming into this one, had scored 8 runs, 11 runs, and 9 runs. They just scored 4 yesterday in a win. One tonight. The pitch, low and away in the dirt. Valenzuela blocks, and it's 2-2. A win tonight would extend Frisco's season-long winning streak. It's currently at 4. After being come from behind fashion. 2-2 on Hicks with Biggers, the pinch runner at first. He has his lead. The 2-2, breaking ball high, and it's 3 balls and 2 strikes. Again, already 6 walks for San Antonio tonight as a staff. The Rough Riders lead the league in walks as an offense. Walks drawn. And Hicks calls time and steps out. He's 0 for 3 tonight. Bounced into a 4-6-3 double play back in the 7th. He stands back in from the left side, taps the outside corner of the plate with the tip of the bat. Now pinwheels it twice out to the hill. Jacob, the payoff pitch. High and outside for ball 4. Back-to-back walks with 1 out in the 9th inning. And now the tying run is aboard. Chris Cease to the plate, and Michael Brewer will start to loosen in the Rough Riders bullpen just in case. We're in the top half of the 9th inning. Cease 0 for 3, a line out, a ground out, and a strikeout. Biggers leads from second, Hicks from first. The pitch, breaking ball, pops skyward, right side. Long run, Castellanos in foul ground, and he runs in a room. It's 4 rows deep into the seats. A foul ball, and it's 0-1. The Rough Riders when trailing after 9 innings have just 1 win this year. They are 1-30, but not great odds. 0-1, fastball rides to the inner edge, a strike, and it's 0-2. And this is a tough righty-righty matchup with a sidearm slinger. Jacob, the 0-2 pitch to Cease. Fastball high, and it's 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ready for the 17th pitch of the inning with runners at first and second. He brings it. Slider outside. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Jacob is 4 for 4 in save opportunities this year. The pitch. Swing and a miss. He handcuffs Cease on a fastball inside for strike 3, and there are 2 outs. His first strikeout, top of the order, it's Luis Angel Acuña. Two outs in the top of the 9th inning, 3-1. Missions lead it. Riders with the tying run at first base and the go-ahead run at the plate in the form of Luis Angel Acuña. Jacob ready from the stretch. And he kicks home. Fastball outside corner at the bell to strike, and it's 0-1. Jacob allowed his first run since May 5th in his last outing against Midland here at home on a solo home run. He stretches, peers back to second, and the time is called late, and a pitch clock violation. No pitch clock violation makes it 1 ball and 1 strike. He took too long. Here's the right-hander's stretch. The 1-1. Swinging a line drive to short, out of the reach of Dinner, diving to his left, into the left center field alley. Bigger scores from second. Hicks to third. He gets stopped right there. Luis Angel Acuña makes it a 1-run game in the 9th inning with an RBI single. It's 3-2. Acuña with his 3rd hit tonight. Gives him 40 RBIs on the dot. An RBI single, and here's Evan Carter. All Carter has done over his last 7 games is hit exactly .500, including tonight. He's 2 for 4 with 2 singles, including an RBI knock back in the 3rd. So runners at the corners for the Rough Riders, tying run at 3rd. Here in the 9th inning, it's 3-2 San Antonio. Jacob ready from the stretch, he fires. Carter watches away, and it's 1 ball and no strikes. And as Josh mentioned earlier in this game, Evan Carter has just eaten up San Antonio pitching this season, especially here in this ballpark where he's homered three times. The pitch, a breaking ball at the bottom of the zone for a strike, and it's one ball and one strike. Against Mission's pitching so far this season, Carter is hitting a ridiculous 395 entering into the game. That'll just go up. Three homers and 11 RBIs in 10 games. A throw over to first, and Acuna is back in safely. He has a nearly 1,200 OPS against San Antonio this year. The runners at the corners, two outs, one run game, top of the ninth inning. The 1-1 pitch fouled away, and the Riders are down to their final strike. Well, this is what you want to see. With two outs and two strikes, an opportunity for the top prospect against the best bullpen arm for San Antonio. Here's the stretch. The 1-2. Swinging a ground ball to first. Castellanos got it. He steps in the bag, and that's the game. Well, the Riders score a run in the ninth inning to draw within a run, but it's the fifth save of the season for Alec Jacob. 3-2, our final score. The Rough Riders fall to the San Antonio Missions to snap their four-game winning streak. And Frisco falls to 1-1 in the second half. Josh Wharton has your post-game coverage next. Our final score, Rough Riders fall into the Missions 3-2 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
We believe who children become is as important as what they know. That's why teachers at Primrose Schools of Dallas use the Primrose Friends puppets every day to teach children all kinds of character traits, like cooperation and how to be a good friend. That's also why we created the Harmony and Heart Music and Literature program with original songs and books that help children become dynamic thinkers, good listeners, and kind people. Learn more about how we help children build character at primroseschools.com/Dallas.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
Strike three call. This one's over.
The game is over, but we're not done yet. Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Down by two in the ninth inning, the Rough Riders score one. Add another runner at third, but fall just short in game two of this six-game series with the San Antonio Missions. Final score from Nelson W. Wolf Municipal Stadium, the Missions 3. And the Rough Riders 2. Both teams are now 1-1 in the second half. And Frisco's now 32-38 on the season. The loss goes to Ryan Garcia this evening, which is unfortunate for the right-hander out of California and the UCLA product, who pitched really well. One of his best appearances on the season, maybe his best. Tied his career high with 9 strikeouts, a season high with those 9 punchouts. And he left with a 1-0 lead. However, he suffered the loss, because when he left, the go-ahead run was at first base. And when he left, that run came home, an inherited runner, as well as the runner at third scoring. That was the tying run. He had left runners in the corners with one out in the sixth inning. And the go-ahead run came in after Justin Slayton entered. And Frisco never did come back to tie or take the lead and end up losing 3-2. Good night for Evan Carter. 2 base hits for the number one Rangers prospect, although he did end at the plate this evening. With 2 outs in the ninth, he was the final one to the plate and did hit a hard ground ball, but right at the first baseman, Pedro Castellanos, immediately stepped on the bag, and the ball game was over in the ninth. Frisco had mounted the two-out rally with both Scott Capers and Liam Hicks walking, and they ended up getting to second and third. One of them scored. Capers came home on the Luis Angel Acuna base hit for an RBI with two outs. Acuna ended up at first base, and Evan Carter had the unassisted ground out to first base, and the ball game was over. So Liam Hicks stranded at third as the tying run. Again, good day for Carter with the two base hits. Thomas Ajayi, unfortunately, did not continue his hit streak. He comes to a close at 15 games. It was the longest active streak at the AA level. He ended the night in the on-deck circle and maybe would have gotten to 16 games. We will never know. But he did have four chances at the plate. He walked once, grounded out, flew out, struck out on a 3-2 pitch. And that was the evening and the end of this great streak for Thomas Ajayi. It still does extend his on-base streak, however. Thomas, who had a good stretch of at least getting on base recently for the Rough Riders, not only had that 15-game hit streak, which obviously that itself extends an on-base streak, but Ajayi, who had a 16-game on-base streak, and that is extended. So he didn't get to a 16-game hit streak, but he's up to a 17-game on-base streak for Thomas Ajayi playing second base tonight. Trevor Hover walked twice and singled tonight. Nick Tannehill got aboard once with a walk. Scott Capers walked on two occasions. Liam Hicks got aboard once with a walk. A lot of base on balls this evening for the Rough Riders, seven of them in total. Luis Angel Acuna with three hits tonight, two singles, a double, and both of his outs were hard and good plays by the defenders. A shortstop, long stretch from Ray Patrick Ditter to put him out in the first inning, and then a hard line drive right to the third baseman Fernandez. Otherwise, Acuna could have had himself a five-hit day on the evening. But he goes 3-for-5 on the day, and Frisco falls just short. 3-2 is the final score. Looking around the Texas League tonight, in Midland, the Rockhounds defeat Corpus Christi 8-4. That's the next opponent for the Rough Riders. They host Midland July 4th, our next home game back at Riders Field. Springfield defeats Arkansas on the road 8-3. Tulsa is trailing Amarillo 12-7 in the top of the ninth inning. So Tulsa will probably come back in that ball game. After all, no lead is safe at Hodgetown, even though they're down by five. Wichita defeats Northwest Arkansas 3-1. And in the Rangers organization, the Down East Wood Ducks victorious over Carolina 5-1 at the single A level. Hickory blanks Greensboro 7-0 at the high A classification. And Las Vegas beats Round Rock 5, or they lead Round Rock 5-0 in the third inning today at the AAA level. Detroit beats the Texas Rangers today 8-5 at the MLB class. Well, final score again tonight, 3-2. San Antonio wins it and evens up the series at one game apiece. Frisco has yet to announce a starter for tomorrow. Meanwhile, Jared Kolar gets his AA debut tomorrow, the right-hander for San Antonio. Our pregame show begins at 6:50, and the first pitch is at 7:05 from Nelson W. Wolf Municipal Stadium. For Zach Bigley, the voice of the Rough Riders, I'm Josh Warden, signing off until tomorrow night. Hope you can join us on the Riders Baseball Network. Until then, so long, everybody, and go Rough Riders.
Thanks for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. And until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!